Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you are following us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Give us a 5-star rating. It massively helps us out. Enjoy.
We're back and it's live. That's like a Sky Sports intro because we got Joe Tomlinson on the show. Joe, it's weird to introduce you. You're normally introducing me.
I know. It's a rare case of me being not the presenter on the show.
It must be quite nice.
Opinions today, yeah.
I'm guessing like normally you've got to be quite like... not biased towards people.
No, I've just got to be. I've got to be a bit safe. I've got to be a bit
neutral.
Kind. To be fair, it's never nice when you say something that's quite out there about a player, and then a week later you've got to meet them.
Yeah. Whereas, don't worry.
And it's happened a lot of times.
Today we're about to unleash you.
So we're apologising to all the Premier League players.
Has anyone ever brought ill?
Really? Yeah. I mean, that start last season. In fact, it might be the start of this season. I went and did an interview with Aaron Ramsdale. And do you know Zach Jalab?
He's
been on before, isn't he?
Yeah.
Aaron Ramsdale was like, that Zach, absolutely clueless.
He's been like quite a few people we've had.
Ramsdale's quite astute with...
He watches a lot of the content, I think. It was the week after he'd made that. Do you remember he made that outrageous save?
Against
Leicester.
Free kick, yeah.
Zach was like, bang, average save.
Oh, I don't want to hear it. But Zach, to be fair, Zach is actually a little bit clueless. But anyway, speaking of Arsenal. Ooh, don't get nervous, but I'm starting to get a bit shaky. Arsenal could have had the chance to extend their lead by 6 points.
However,
if they just beat Everton... And they
when you win Brentford. Tomorrow and then win your game in hand, it's 9 points then.
But it could be 15.
I've told you the title's done.
No, I don't know. It is a bit ropey. I want to quickly, briefly discuss the fact that Arsenal actually should have got 3 points against Brentford.
No,
but it's actually, I'm not even joking. Have you seen the decision, Joe?
Yeah, of course.
Victim complex.
No.
You mean on an official's basis, but in terms of performance, probably not.
Yeah, but that's irrelevant. How many times do you see teams win that don't deserve to win and they've been bang average? Arsenal objectively won that game because Brentford scored an offside goal. Not just one offside in the build-up, but two.
Get over it.
No, because Howard Webb's had to come out and apologise for Lee Mason's idiocy.
Yeah, you're right. Arsenal, the only team ever have had a decision go against.
I honestly feel like it is. I'm getting fed up of it.
Do you think you played well enough to win that game?
No way.
It doesn't matter, though.
No.
I think that's pointless. You said this time and time again. This season, Arsenal... you know, put up good points, but sometimes when they haven't put up the best performance and they didn't deserve to win it, they've still won it. Because that's the sign of a champion.
Yeah, victim against complex.
Against Brentford.
You're acting like victims.
No, we are victims.
No, get over it, man. The best teams in the league get over shit like this. You're now hanging on going, oh, what if we lose the title now by 2 points? What if you just go and win the rest of your
game? What if? I still think we're going to go ahead and meet City. I'm saying that... should have been 1-0 Arsenal. It should have been. It's not the only bad decision.
Didn't they have a decision go against them in the first half?
Yeah,
as well?
The Mbeumo goal should have stood. It wasn't a foul on Gabriel. So I mean, if we're going to play like that, then
what was that?
I'm being an unbiased middleman here.
Yeah.
The Tony flick on where Mbeumo's outmuscled Gabriel, that wasn't a foul, and it got pulled back.
Cold hard foul could have been
could have been gold.
Send him off.
But on a level though, like. The VAR officiating over the weekend was actually embarrassing, wasn't it?
Oh, it's actually disgusting.
Yeah,
it was the worst, like, single weekend for VAR.
It was just relentless. It was one thing after another. They've even forgotten to draw the lines.
I actually thought the worst one was the Brighton one. I thought it was worse than Arsenal. They actually drew the line
player.
Still got it fucking wrong.
They drew the wrong player, didn't they?
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. And Howard Webb's actually called everyone in. So he's called all the VAR officials in for an emergency meeting.
Sit down, boys.
he is angry.
That'll work. That'll stop them being fucking useless.
I wonder how that works, you know, a referees meeting where they all think they're like the authoritarian in the room. They're like, you can't boss me around. I'm a fucking referee.
Sit down. No, you sit down.
What do you think happens going forward though? Because I think Howard Webb is actually a good man to be in charge. He's a very experienced referee. He's experienced he's done World Cup finals, Champions League finals.
He's never experienced VAR though, has he?
No, he's never been in
but
the
that's
band.
Why, but I do not think that's why it could actually...
This is part of the problem though for the refs is that they aren't like specialised VAR refs. I mean, half of them are making offside decisions when they're not previously in their refereeing career weren't assistants.
They probably can't even load up Excel and they're just going to fucking draw these lines.
It's coming up with a circle on a straight line.
Fucking hell, what is this?
I'm hearing a lot of talks that are saying... like this normally comes from ex-professional footballers that are saying like, oh, how can these referees be expected to get all this right when they haven't played the game? Is that a fair shout or not really?
Nah.
I don't think that's a fair shout. Is
I don't
it?
Know. I think
maybe in certain scenarios,
it's nothing to do with the VAR. There, the actual system of VAR should work.
Yeah,
the referees are incompetent. They have been for years.
Yeah.
But I don't mind them getting decisions wrong. Stop fucking delaying the game. Fuck VAR.
But that's what the argument has been across the past weekend, right? That they're trying to improve speed/efficiency of making a decision as opposed
and
to
what, a but instead decision. They're slowing it down and still getting it wrong. So that Arsenal, the Brentford goal, I know you might be different. Me, 10 years ago, I would have left that game going, it's a tight one. I can see why they haven't given that. Now it's any little decision, people are going, oh, it's a disgrace, because we've been expected to think every decision is going to be right now.
The problem with the Brentford one is that they obviously felt the pressure from the fact, you know, the people saying you must speed this up, that they spent too much time on the first thing on Gabriel, when the clinic was holding Gabriel, which had interfered with play, and they didn't look actually when, I think it was Norgaard got headed in to cross it in for Tony. He was
last offside. It's going to be the last season of a VAR offside, isn't it? It's going to be semi-automated offside for next season.
Oh, for like the World Cup.
Yeah. I think they tested it at the World Cup, didn't they?
The Champions League.
I
think that was quite good actually. It's just like that. That's what I don't. VAR with offside, they shouldn't be getting it wrong. They shouldn't be getting it wrong. But we saw this weekend multiple offside decisions that were wrong. When it comes to fouls, it's objective.
I'll go to fix it. Put me in charge. I'm not joking.
Well, we've got to keep you here.
Actually, yeah.
But do you not think every person in the stadium wouldn't have got that decision right anyway? Like, this is the point that Tom was making. If and when it happens live action and you still don't know, it's not clear and obvious. Just leave it. Yeah, just let it.
Whatever the decision is, leave. Unless you can...
You can't do that if it's an offside. It's either offside.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think when it comes to black or white... When it's fouls, then it's objective. But I think offside should actually just be...
It frustrates me so much when people are like, so marginal. It's still
like
offside.
For example, the Brighton one, how incompetent can you be to draw the lines on the wrong player?
Yeah, that's poor.
That's actually awful.
But the offside was brought in to stop people goal hanging, not when they're fucking kneecaps offside.
But it doesn't matter if it's the rule.
It's the rule.
It annoys me, Jack.
It's the rule, though, isn't it?
Gone from the original VAR concept, which was like lines drawn, then to thicker lines. And then to just
inner lines.
Thicker lines
makes no difference because it's still the barometer is the same, isn't it? It doesn't matter whether the line's thick or thin. If it's sitting on top of each other, it's the same amount of distance between them. So stupid. I think as soon as semi-automatic offside comes in, it'll be absolutely fine the offside. And I have to say, like, I'm slightly more pro VAR. I know that you hate VAR. I'm more pro VAR.
Remind us who you support again.
Yeah, United. But I honestly don't have a huge issue with it. I think that it's not perfect at the moment, but I think you would now get, if you took VAR out of the game now, you'd have more fans complaining.
Yeah, I agree.
Because we've had it.
Do you not think as well, one of the solutions they could have is like what they do in rugby and what they've done in the A-League in Australia is that if you just mic up the referee.
No player, no manager will ever let that happen.
No, but it's being done in other sports. Why in football is it not allowed? Yeah. Because if you listen to the referee talking about the decision, then you actually might be able to understand their point of view.
They are never, ever going to allow that players and managers to be heard what they say to refs.
What they should do is the ref should come out after the game and explain why he made a decision. I've seen that happen before. Yeah. In the 90s, I can't remember, what was the ginger ref? He used to plod around a pitch. He was a bit chubby. He came out after a game and explained a decision that he got wrong once, and it was like it was so clear and it was so easy to understand why he made that decision, his thought process about making that decision. What is stopping refs explaining decisions?
I'm not sure about that because I think they're
scared.
Yeah, refs get enough abuse as it is. Yeah. If we start making them fucking tell me why you've done that. Yeah.
But do you not think though they would actually get?
I think you'd get more respect.
If a referee came out and said, "Yeah, mate, I'm going to be honest, like, I hold my hands up. Like we're seeing this at a hunt, like full speed. Like it's very difficult. Like this is why I got it wrong."
But isn't that obvious?
Yeah, but everyone knows that anyway.
If they
explain why they thought they got it wrong.
Do you ever see a decision and go, "I've genuinely got not even an inkling of an idea why he's given that"? Be honest.
Nah, but it'd be good to hear him say and admit what he was thinking.
Admit you're wrong. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's podcast is sponsored by our friends over at LinkedIn. Now, these days, every new potential hire can feel like a high stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available.
That's why you need to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free.
So Lewis, our current producer of Pitchside, was originally hired by LinkedIn, and so far, so good. We get on with him all right, and he's a very, very hard worker. I mean, of course, we got him by advertising through the LinkedIn Jobs hiring scheme.
It's also extremely easy to create a free job post on LinkedIn. My previous job before this sensational job was through LinkedIn.
So if you want to advertise for a job post, add your job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you are hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire.
Finding the right team member can be a bit of a drag, but with LinkedIn, the process goes a lot smoother.
So if you want to start the year strong and acquire a person that will help your small business for the rest of the year, then be sure to check out LinkedIn Jobs.
How about you start the year strong by finding the right member through LinkedIn?
It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. So if you want to use LinkedIn Jobs to help you find the qualified candidates that you want to talk to faster, post your job for free at linkedin.com/pitch. That's linkedin.com/pitch to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Back on with the podcast.
Yeah, because the players come under fire. Think about some of the headlines that are written about players. You don't really get headlines written around.
Are you joking? Is that what we're talking about now?
Individual referees. Yeah, but do you know what? Yeah, but they fucked up this weekend really badly. Mm. Yeah, if they came out and explained their scenario, I feel like they would get less hate.
Well, yeah, but all,
you expected Lee Mason to tell us why
Lee Mason shouldn't be in the job in the first place. He got fired and they brought him back.
All he's going to say is, "Yeah, I made a mistake. I got it wrong."
I don't know. I feel like there should be more transparency in the game with the referees.
But managers aren't even allowed to say anything without getting fined about referees.
They're an official corp. They're like a group, right? So you don't really want to isolate and alienate like individual referees.
It's hard enough to get
an organisation.
Let alone like trying.
Some of them aren't up to scratch. For example,
we go like a learner school of referees.
Yeah, literally.
Make sure people pass.
And do you think the way to get more refs into the game is to grill them after games?
That's a good point as well. If more people want to be referees, they don't want to watch matches.
Just get paid more. Again.
What magic money?
The Premier League has a lot of money. They can pay the referees more.
Okay, so you want to pay them more money when at the minute they're not up to scratch?
You pay them more money.
So you want to reward to give them
you pay them more money with more responsibility and have more responsibility to be open with the public about the decisions that they're making.
Or maybe if you pay more, they'll just turn up with like big chains and like
referee John Brooks, who you talk about the Brighton, he was in charge of VAR for the Brighton game. And because of that error, he's been removed from the Liverpool Everton last night and Arsenal City tomorrow night.
The one thing I will say in rugby and in cricket is one of the better things is the chat between the VAR and the referee.
Exactly.
That would be interesting to hear. Like,
that's what
how they come into the decision.
I think it would be interesting because we'd go, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It would expose the errors.
That's
so
what I'm
quick,
saying we should
which
happen.
Which is why they won't do it.
Yeah.
But it's idiocy, I tell you.
They protect themselves too much, don't they? Like I said, you can't say anything about refs after the game, otherwise you fucking get $100,000 fine. Yeah.
But not only that, I am seeing, like, I saw in the few games, like, if you did mic up the referees, like, the amount of shit they take in games, like, players are telling them to their face to F off.
Yeah.
Like,
worse than that. But
like, if you tried that in Sunday League, you're getting sent off.
I think the refs should do it back. Every time they miss, run up and go, you're shit, mate. Sure.
Like if you mic'd up referees, it would cut out so much in the game.
Never get passed off ever.
What, to be viewed by people watching the
TV
content?
Yeah,
Sky Sports wouldn't be able to broadcast it, mate.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
But it would cut out abuse to referees. It would cut out abuse to referees from players, wouldn't it? cut out abuse from referees to players, then they can choose to feed it in if they say, "Oh, let's go to the VAR referees discussion. Let's hear what they're saying." And Lee Mason's like, "I don't know if it's offside. I don't know the
game
rule."
Would just be mute because they have to bleep everything.
But I don't think the VAR officials are effing and blinding to each other.
No, but you're still in the background going, "Fucking hell, what are you doing here,
yeah,
Ray?"
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, either way, let's bring it back to the actual game of Arsenal Brentford because Ivan Toney, man, he was.
What a complete number nine. Mm. You'd have him, wouldn't you?
Are you not here?
Yeah,
you're right now. Yeah, given we haven't got one.
Yeah.
Right, you got Weghorst.
Yeah, he's doing a job, isn't he?
He'd be
doing
perfect.
A warm body
United.
Up there.
Tony would be perfect.
Do you think
United.
This is Tony? How much
does Ivan Tony get?
We said
out
this last night.
Yeah, but the structure that Brentford have is if you pay the money that is worth, he goes.
Yeah, but how much is that to them? Because he is, I think it's like the absolute mil, right? God of Brentford, and every attack goes through him. He had Saliba on toast the weekend.
He did.
Saw that who scored stat. I think he hadn't won a single aerial duel or something.
Tony won everything.
It was fantastic.
If Tony is still playing football next year, is it time for him to leave Brentford and go somewhere?
You'd bet that he'd go to a bigger club.
I half don't want him to because I hate the idea of these. What's the point of Brentford and Brighton doing what they do? Getting to near Champions League and then the big clubs just go, yeah, we'll have
it. Yeah, but that's been happening for years, isn't it?
I know that is the basis of football, but it's just
£80 million could really help Brentford a lot.
That's what Van Nistelrooy's been complaining about, hasn't he?
Do you think Tony's an £80 million player?
Potentially.
Yeah.
You've got to remember, English tax.
As well.
Anthony Gordon's 60 or 50 or 40.
How much is he?
He's about 45.
Okay.
Yeah, 100 mil.
You know what I mean? Like, I think to. Also, why is Tony.
He's obviously worth that to Brentford. I'm not saying he's not worth that to Brentford. Why is he worth that to United? How old is he? 27?
26.
My age.
I think he makes United title contenders.
He's the third best number nine in the league.
Ivan Tony is a complete number nine.
Yeah, he is.
He suits United to a T, and he's the perfect Ten Hag striker.
He can walk into
Ten
any
Hag
team
looks
in that
tall, big strikers who can link.
But if you're spending £80 million, go for Harry Kane or something. Go the little extra mile and get Harry Kane.
You're not getting Harry Kane for £80 million.
Yeah, no, but spend the little extra to get that premium player. You know what I mean? Right. If you're spending £80 million, you may as well go all out for Harry Kane and have two seasons of actually winning stuff. Possibly.
But I don't think in a Ten Hag team that discrepancy between Ivan Tony and Harry Kane is that much. Like under Ten Hag, Tony is, there's a lot of potential there.
Yeah, but Harry Kane is he's guaranteed to hit the ground running.
If you're saying Tony's a title winning striker.
Yeah, he makes them title contenders. I think Harry Kane possibly makes him win.
So I mean, like, get Harry Kane two seasons of actually doing big stuff, and then you know you can get yourself
and another winger because that. Well, we'll get onto them.
Why can I ask? Why does Tony not ever get a look in for England?
He did.
He's got Kane.
He was in the squad, and then he was found on 365. On it, so.
It was a betting allegation.
Oh, was that actually?
He was in the squad before the World Cup.
Oh, then they dropped him mysteriously, didn't they?
Yeah, but I don't think he was dropped for the betting allegation. I think that came out after.
Oh, they knew.
It was before
the World Cup. Yeah. Came out just before the World Cup squad, and then because he didn't even make an appearance, did he? When he got called up, and then he was just dropped for. I can't remember. Was it Wilson?
Wilson came in.
Yeah, but Wilson was on fire at that stage of the season.
Not like Tony had been.
I think he was. I think he
Wilson
was
deserved
Tony
that
at that stage of the season.
I'm not even joking. Like he was on fire. Like
you think he's had a better season than Ivan Tony?
No. At that period of time, like Wilson was the man.
There's been no period.
Leading into that World Cup, Wilson was the man for that squad.
Tony was in way better form.
Nah,
I think they're
well, why didn't Tony get picked?
They're on par.
Because no,
I'm agreeing with Lewis, man.
Because of the gambling stuff.
Nah, that's just what Tony fanboys are.
I think they were on par, but I also think that he was
coin toss. That
I think he. I think the gambling. I think the gambling. Southgate would have looked and think, oh, we don't think we need this hassle during the
World
Cup.
Exactly,
that's 100% why he wasn't in the squad. Why you're
not 100% because you're acting as if Wilson wasn't on some sort of good form and didn't warrant his place.
He was on decent form, but not as good as Tony.
Nah, Wilson warranted
that
position.
Get out their stats now, then.
That was up off the back of the game where Wilson scored like four goals as well, wasn't it?
Wilson was on blistering form, man.
Amazing. Who against fucking Preston?
who was it? Fulham. He scored four against Fulham, didn't he?
Full hand.
I don't think he got. Did he get four?
No, they locked. Didn't they? No, they.
It's like they won 5-1, didn't they?
Oh, away at Fulham. Yeah, you might be right.
Full hand. Look, anyways, I've got to move on because Arsenal are obviously facing City tomorrow night. Arsenal currently 3 points clear with a game in hand, so they could extend it to six.
It's funny how it's in both teams' hands, really, isn't it?
Yeah, technically.
It's not because you've got a game in hand, it's fully in your hands. Pressure's absolutely
on. No, play twice.
Yeah, but we've got to play City twice. So if they beat us twice, that's...
They could beat yeah, that's what you mean.
And they've got better goal difference, haven't they, I think?
Yeah. So it's in both teams' hands.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? If Arsenal win all their games, Arsenal win the title. If City win all their games, they win the title.
I don't think the title comes down to the Arsenal-City games. I really don't. There's so much football left.
Mathematically, though, it's one.
I think momentum-wise, it's tomorrow. I think tomorrow is... If Arsenal go and win tomorrow, I genuinely think it's done.
Yeah, just tomorrow generally. Hand them the thing?
Yeah, because I think
trophy ceremony.
City have got back into a bit of form. You've dropped off a bit, so it's kind of doing that.
Yeah.
You then just fucking hammer them.
Oh. If Arsenal beat City tomorrow, then
I feel like Arsenal need to win.
They do need to because off the back of two, you know, not great results.
If you lose tomorrow, I don't think you'll win it.
I actually agree.
You've changed your tune.
No, I agree.
Think tomorrow's that 50-50?
Yeah, I think it's huge.
I agree. Because I think Arsenal this season, their mentality has been so good. Every time they have a setback, they've bounced back.
Yeah.
And post-Everton, this is the first time they haven't bounced back massively.
Everyone's always said, oh, Arsenal are going to bottle it. And
there's so much pressure.
If you lose tomorrow, I think it'll just like... You've got a lot of young players. The bubble could burst tomorrow.
But City have a Champions League run as well, you know. I agree, but I think
it's...
Yeah, but you've got Europa.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, there's a lot of pressure on them to succeed in the Champions League more than us in the Europa
League. I've seen Carragher about this the other day and I thought he's absolutely bang on. I would play just the under-21s in the Europa League. When are you ever... Say you win tomorrow.
Oh, for us? Yeah, definitely.
Why waste your time? Yeah, because you're going to get the Champions League.
Yeah.
Which is the only reason to win the Europa League.
Because it'd be their first ever European trophy.
Yeah, true, I know. But
and their favourites to
when
win
are you
it,
ever going
to
be 6 points ahead in the Premier
Barcelona
League?
Barcelona in it, aren't they?
Yeah. I think they can...
Oh, can you imagine...
Continue this on future seasons. This Arsenal squad is the youngest squad in the league. There's no reason next season they aren't going to be better than they are right now.
Yeah. Well, you think they're going to be this far ahead at the same stage?
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason that can't happen.
I think Arsenal got the youngest squad in the league, most exciting team in the league, with a couple of top additions again in the summer. They can absolutely be in the same
position. United, City are all going to strengthen. Liverpool might be back.
Yeah, but everybody always says this, that next year everybody's going to strengthen. Other teams always end up dropping off.
I'm worried about United. United are just going to get better and better in a 10.
I'm worried about
you. Yeah, but the more time
it's
you
always
spend
a tough
them.
Competition. No, it's yeah, not well, like it, the, that's going to be a massive factor for Arsenal.
Yeah, but this year, there's been a massive drop-off, haven't there, with the other teams, other than really, even City on at their brilliant best.
I feel like next season, though, you are looking at, like, United are, you know, they're... Not quite there, but they're getting there. They're back.
Close, yeah.
City are probably going to have like a regen. They're just going to spawn a bunch of new players.
Bellingham.
Liverpool
yeah.
are potentially having a regen. I don't think Liverpool will be there next year.
I wouldn't worry about them, yeah.
I wouldn't worry about Liverpool next year. Chelsea have everything in place to be one of the best teams next year. Will they? We don't know if they click or gel yet.
Might have a new manager by then.
It could be a three-way
there's
next
loads
year.
Loads of some buts though, but one thing that's certain is that Arsenal have got the most exciting young squad in the league. 100%. I wouldn't be worried about it. Like,
100%.
I think absolutely they can get better. And
It's the opportunity of it being the current moment.
This is the biggest.
Like.
I just think it's... If they win tomorrow and win their game in hand, they're going to be 9 points clear in March. That is... unheard of.
Like, let's put it into context
Liverpool.
United were three points ahead, throw away a lead like that.
Liverpool had like a 14 point over City and City won the league.
Yeah, but they did have fucking Jay Spearing in the squad.
let's put it into context. If United were 3 points clear and you had the Manchester derby midweek, etc., the exact same scenario that Arsenal are in, surely your focus as United fan.
Yeah, for sure, but you haven't got a Europa League fixture midweek, have you? You've got a bye in this round.
No, we were just on about in general. They are 9 points clear.
I would not be sacking off the Europa League if I was Arsenal. I think it's an extremely winnable. I think you're the favourites to win that competition. I'd be better than Barcelona, and it'd be the first European trophy in your history. Would it?
Yeah, it would be.
I think that'd be.
Is that right?
I think it.
We definitely won the Champions League.
We might have won the Europa League.
A major European trophy. I don't think you can just sack that off when you're the favourites to win it.
I think you have to go for both. I honestly think you have to go for both. When you're meant to be the best team in the Premier League, you have to dominate everything you're in.
Now, I'd agree. I just think
you've won some random shit like the Intercities Fairs Cup in 1970.
No, proper trophy.
Intercities Fairs
Cup.
You won the Winners' Cup though.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
I think that Fairs Cup, it was about the best like card record to get into that or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
One Emirates Cup.
Yeah,
okay,
our own one.
You've got a squad to do both.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially with the additions in January, man.
I want to say, you know, Trossard, I went a bit in on him last week. I said, I don't know why. I just said...
25 mil, that's a great bit.
What a load of waffle.
I agree, but I said, is he actually as good as everyone thinks he is?
I'll put him in my signings of the season.
How good does everybody think he is?
The bollocks.
Do they? I'm not sure they do. I really like him.
I was a bit when he started.
I think
came
he's
to
fairly
us,
right.
Yeah, but
when he came to us, I was like, oh, how long is it going to take to settle? Because he did look a bit ropey first few games. Don't get me wrong.
No, when he came on against United, he was.
He did look a bit ropey.
He was really good against
Leicester. Good, yeah.
I think you're clutching.
Anyway, what I'm saying is, oh, he's the bollocks.
No, but I don't think anybody's saying he's like the best thing since sliced bread.
I'm hearing on the Arsenal Reddit pages, I'm seeing stuff.
Good depth, good feet.
You're definitely not on Arsenal Reddit.
Nobody's saying he's messy, are they? They're just saying he's like
good finish. It was a good finish at Brentford.
I mean, it was a hard finish.
Yeah. It bounces across him.
If he'd have missed it, I think we'd have all been saying, going, that is a horrendous miss.
Yeah, true. But when he's,
Is Saka currently the best right winger in the world?
It depends. Do you count Messi out there?
No.
If you don't count Messi, then yeah.
Dembele? Currently for Barcelona?
No, don't get me started on that, bro.
Injured.
No, he's not.
Mm.
Again?
Yeah, he's out.
Isn't he?
Oh,
isn't
not like this, man.
Rafinha's currently playing right wing, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, why is Dembele always... I say every time he comes back, he's so good. And then he's injured.
Yeah, but his end product's just average. He beats players like nobody's business.
Rodrigo, why he's left in there.
Madrid youngster, yeah. Fair enough.
Oh, no, Saka. Saka still. That goal the other day was fucking... Oh, I loved it. The way he whipped it.
The 1-2 and then... Yeah, yeah.
So quick prediction before we move on to Chelsea, West Ham. Arsenal City.
I mean, I'm going realistic. I think 2-2. I think it's a draw. Mm. Because it's the kind of game where it's like, oh, someone's got to win it. And then
splinters in your arse, mate.
I'm going.
That's me being positive. I think City could win it.
2-1 Arsenal.
Yeah, 3-1 Arsenal.
I've gone 3-1 Arsenal.
Oh, this is.
I think the atmosphere is going to have a serious...
Yeah, I know exactly what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm just letting you all know. It's going to be buzzing, the Emirates. They're going to come out fast, get an early 2 goals, probably like half an hour in. Then just after half-time, City going to score and it's going to go... Everyone's arse.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be pressure.
I can't
on
wait
the
this
break, 3-1.
Yeah. I can't wait for that to be clipped.
What happens if City scores just before half-time?
Well, that can either way. Yeah, it's still going to be...
It's still a squeaky bum,
so. But you can get in, set all the nerves.
Yeah. I know the boys will be up for it. Arsenal will pull through.
Yeah, and then like 85th minute, Saka Martinelli on the break.
Do you think Jesus might be on the bench? I'm hearing rumours he's touching grass quite a lot.
No. I don't think he's...
I don't think
he's trained as part of the team yet.
Yeah.
But he's touched grass. Anyways, moving on to Graham Potter. Felix, good finish. He scored twice.
Player, by the way.
Scored twice. One was offside, obviously. Still, the finish for that first goal, which was offside, over the keeper, off the post and rebounding.
Yeah, just alley-ooped himself.
Nice. What a player.
Do you think Chelsea is starting to click? Do you think Potter's making the work?
They were good first half,
Depends what you count as clicking for them, doesn't it? Like, what's their aspiration for this season? Is it just to try and find what the best 11 is? Because there's 33 players in the squad. I think isn't it? It's what is the best 11? Yeah.
But surely they got to say we need Europa League.
I mean, they should be finishing in the
top. They're sitting tenth.
But it's not as far away from impossibility.
What is it? 2 wins in 13 though.
Is
that what it is?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
It's a pretty bad... Yeah,
it's a problem.
When you're Chelsea, that's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't help that every single 11 is completely different to the previous.
Well, he doesn't know his best team, does he?
Yeah, he's trying to work it out, isn't it?
He doesn't know his best team.
It must be so difficult on the training ground. Like, the squad is ridiculous. You think about Pep Guardiola and, like, even Erik ten Hag recently, want a small squad. Klopp wants a small squad that he knows exactly what he can get out of each player. 33 players is 10 too many, probably.
And you don't know how much pressure he's on for the big money signings to be playing or...
Yeah.
I'll be huge. Like, we've not even seen Sterling in ages.
He's injured.
Oh, that's why then. You see what I mean? But I tell you who, he does keep getting dragged. It's your man.
I don't know why.
Yeah, but half the game's not his fault, mate.
Yeah,
Cucurella never plays a ball to him.
Oh, isn't
he? He goes,
oh, I hate
sorry,
that man.
Sorry, mate, every time. Well,
let's save his name for later.
Oh, God. Do you mean the anti-crosser? Just cross it in, lads.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid man.
As soon as
Chilwell back, Madrid's going to fly.
You'll see the best of Madrid, I think.
Mate, he played well the other day. There was the disallowed goal
that was a great ball.
Yeah.
Unreal ball.
I think it depends if you think Chilwell's a guaranteed start round.
Oh, mate, surely. I think Chilwell.
That's the thing, it's Brighton tactics.
I think when Chilwell is back fully fit, he's the best left back in the league.
Oh, no, shut up.
No.
Who's better?
Luke Shaw.
What about Zinchenko?
Yeah.
No, I honestly think Chilwell is one of the best left backs in the league.
No. You've just changed
that.
No, actually, you know what? I think when Chilwell's fully fit, I think he is actually the best left back.
But that's like saying when Robertson's fully on form, fully fit, he's the best left back in the league.
That's accurate.
Well, he probably is.
Yeah.
So I forgot about Robertson to be there.
The reason why you like Chilwell is because he gets goals and assists.
As an all-round left-back, I don't think he's the best.
Yeah, your fantasy league
you
shagger.
You love FPL points, and that's why you think Chilwell's the best.
I think there could be an issue with Chilwell and Mudryk. I don't know whether that's going to work as a two. I think Mudryk's defensive output is void. It's below zero.
Say that, you know, but he was tracking a bit the other day. There was like two or three times he tracked and tackled... whoever was playing right back for West Ham, I can't remember who it was.
Foul.
Yeah.
Nah, honestly. Mudryk is obviously insanely talented, but off the ball work leaves a lot to be desired from what I've seen so far.
Yeah. Don't matter, just give him the ball, lads.
Yeah, they're not, are they?
That's the problem.
They do not pass
and when
the ball
he does, he creates things, he makes things happen. I love about him is as soon as he gets it, he's like facing defenders up. He never comes back. He's like really, he's just direct. He's better than Anthony Gordon.
Do you think?
I thought you were describing Anthony Gordon there for a moment.
Do you think João Felix could be the man to break the number nine curse at Chelsea?
Oh, well, they're not going to be able to afford him, are they?
But they're not playing him number nine.
Yeah, they're playing with like two false nines the other day. Yeah, it's fucking weird.
How much do you think he costs to make permanent?
Ooh. How long's left on his contract?
He signed an extension before he joined Chelsea. It's 2027.
Oh.
100 mil.
I think
Atletico
are looking at Enzo Mudryk and going, he's got 4 years left on his contract, we signed him for 130 million euros, we want our money back.
Yeah, they want their money. Yeah. Get us our
and
money
he will, he's going to be shit hot across the second half of the season, you can guarantee it. He's unbelievably good, technically good. If he scores 10 goals across the second half of the season, Chelsea go, we want to make this permanent. Atletico are going to have their pants down.
You know what, I think Todd Lasso is going to be like, boys, 200 mil, you got your money, man. I'll do what I put my dick down. I'm doing 200 mil.
25 year
contract. Is he going to risk that with everything that's just happened with City?
Huh? Thank you. They don't believe me with this.
He's not making the decisions.
It's not Todd Boehly. They've got a team.
Todd Boehly was making the decisions in the summer when he was acting sporting director for sure. And that's part of the reason you saw Aubameyang, Koulibaly arrive when agents were in his ear and pitching players. Now, with an average age of like 20 across the board for signings, that's Paul Winstanley. That's the Brighton recruitment team. That's Kristen Vivell who could come in from Red Bull. That's not Todd Boehly going out there and
what was that, Lewis?
Assessing Mudryk from Shakhtar Donetsk.
You've gone eerily quiet.
No, Arsenal did that, and then he just came in and swooped him. And then Arsenal did Felix, and he came in and swooped him as well.
Who made the first bid for Casado?
I don't know.
Chelsea.
Do you think Todd Boehly knows?
You went in for him after Chelsea?
Chelsea didn't get him either.
Do you think Todd Boehly knew who Benoit Badiashile was?
Yeah, exactly.
No. And
unless he was against him on Clash of Clans.
That's so ridiculous.
Apparently someone said, oh, Todd Boehly was watching the World Cup and went, get me hands off. And that's a load of shit.
To be fair, honestly, I interviewed David Ornstein last week and he said the exact same thing.
That's bollocks.
Yes,
yes.
Sit down,
Enzo Fernandez, who's been, Wolves were in for him at the start
of
the season.
Eagle Simons.
He's one of the hottest young midfielders in the world.
I bet you he has
no idea.
And
he just happened to win the World Cup.
Give me him, he's on the telly.
He did.
I don't think he said it like that, but I think he, as soon as the World Cup was finished, went straight to the recruitment team, was like, what's this guy?
I reckon he sent Graham.
The recruitment team probably said, yeah, he's been on our minds for
I reckon he texted Graham and was like, hey man, that number five.
You don't spend 120 million
on a player because
Todd Boehly says, get me him. Get me Messi.
I like the way he links up with Lionel Messi.
He texts an American, does he?
Lionel Messi.
Don't disrespect Ornstein. Ornstein, don't get things wrong.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah, he's
the Ornicle.
Well, speaking of little Enzo, do you think he's going to live up to the 100 mil? He did look all right.
If he gets played in his proper position,
Felix.
He's not a number six, though.
No, the issue is for me.
He looks overweight.
What?
Is it just me?
No fat shame in here, man.
£10.
How many cameras were on him?
Quite a lot.
What can he ever do to justify that price from that position?
It's very difficult for him.
But the thing is, he's not a number six, though. He's not a number six.
But he's not going to be a 10 either, is he?
It's similar to Declan Rice. Like, when you're a number eight or a number six, it's very difficult to justify your £100 million price tag. Whereas if you're like a Mbappe and Neymar, if you score like all these goals, you can justify it. Even João Felix hasn't really justified his 130, 120 million
would
euro
you say,
move.
Would you say Casemiro's justified 75, 80 million yet?
No.
I mean, it depends in the long term, doesn't it, really? Like,
yeah.
For Enzo, he's so young.
But you can see the immediate impact.
Yeah, you can. But also, you can see him.
Yeah, but Enzo got an assist. He got a point.
Yeah, one assist, man, for 100 million.
Yeah, but it's not even his
assist.
That's
too early.
Yeah, I know, but
that's
it.
I'm not saying he's worth one assist for 100 million.
You can't say they've done that after two games.
Yeah, but you can
give him 3 years.
Yeah, but you can see...
He's an amazing player.
Yeah,
he is good. Don't worry. Also, with the whole Casemiro thing, you've also got to put a respect on Ten Hag's name, man. You can't be saying Casemiro's turned around their season. Ten Hag.
No. I'm saying relative to his price tag, is he justifying how much he was bought?
And also,
for?
You look at United without him; they're exactly. a different team, aren't they?
But that's what I'm saying.
But he's also Casemiro.
Yeah, yeah, but
a lot of people
say
I
mean, like, he is a future
Casemiro is quite literally 10 times the player of Scott McTominay.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of people did doubt the McTominay signing. Is.
Huh?
A lot of people did doubt the signing.
Anyone
Casemiro?
You know?
I don't know.
Casemiro?
Yeah.
Five-time yeah. Champions League
yeah,
winner.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Who's doubted Casemiro?
I don't know.
Now, there was quite a lot of doubt.
I don't know.
There was. Even in United.
I'll tell you what.
Casemiro, the pinnacle Stonehenge of Real Madrid.
I just hope that whoever doubted him has apologised, all right?
Sorry, you're talking about one of the three...
Man. No, hang on.
Best trio midfielders of all...
Let me explain myself.
Modric, Cruz, Casemiro.
There were decent arguments to doubt that signing. It looked
like a panic buy, don't get me
wrong.
No,
the main reason was, yeah, panic buy. It stunk of like a Di Maria. A lot of money for a 30-year-old, big wages. I thought at the time, you needed someone who progressed the ball better. I didn't realise he was this good on the ball because at Madrid, he never had that role. Mm. He just passed it to Modric and Cruz.
I suppose when you got those two out of the side, you don't need
exactly.
To,
yeah. He was just the destroyer. And I thought, yeah, he's brilliant at that. But I thought they needed someone like a Neves who can progress it better.
Yeah.
I do. Don't be wrong.
I think Neves is good there.
Look, he's completely proved me wrong. He's been unbelievable.
Neves is at the bigger club anyway.
That guy.
Oh,
yeah, and the people on Twitter are like, apologise. What to who?
Do you know what? Neves needs to go to Arsenal. Anyways, we're moving on because we got the feature. Oh, I always butch this man every time.
Pitch it, baby.
Yeah, pitch it.
Yeah, so I randomly assign you all a player with a question. And you have
be good at this.
And you have to argue for your player whether you agree that he's the best at whatever I give you.
So whether we agree or don't.
So whether you agree or don't agree.
You put the case forward. And
put
then
your
you
poker face on.
And then
on
afterwards
Joe.
We work out if you think you're lying or telling the truth.
So,
so that's the game.
Yeah.
Whether I believe it or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have got to put on your poker face.
So, like vibes.
Today the question is, who is the best striker out of these
currently
players?
Or overall?
Just out of these players, when they were playing
is
in
it
the Premier League.
Like Isaac,
they
were playing. Wilson,
Andy Carroll.
Okay, so Theo Baker, you can have Haaland.
Ooh.
Reeve?
Oh.
Yeah.
You can have Van Persie.
Ooh.
Oh, that's mean.
Tom Garrett? Shearer.
Oh, I knew you'd give me a fucking Newcastle player.
And finally, a bit of Suarez.
Is this just Premier League then?
Yeah, no, just when they're in the Premier League, who was the best striker?
I'll go first, please.
60 seconds go on the clock for you, Theo Baker, in 3, 2, 1. Go.
You could say that it's unfair because he's only had half a season in the Premier League compared to the other ones who's had multiple seasons. But if you're looking at a player who has taken the league by storm, he's broken pretty much every record so far he could have broken in the Premier League. He's scored more goals than games in the Premier League, which none of the other players have done. He started and hit the ground running better than any of the players. If he continues this, there is no doubt in my mind he will be one of the greatest strikers ever to the grace of Premier League. Maybe he won't have the longevity like Alan Shearer had and stay in the Premier League, because why not? Because he's going to go to Real Madrid. He's going to go to Barcelona. Like a Suarez, you could say. Okay. Erling Haaland can score goals that Alan Shearer could never score. He can score goals that Van Persie could never score.
Height.
He didn't have the height of Van Persie. He could score goals like Suarez. Suarez is looking at biting people. Haaland is scoring kicks higher than his head. Mm.
2, 1. You are. That's well.
That last 20 seconds.
I don't know what happened at the end there, but you're okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
What was he going on about? When? What the height came?
I don't know.
What happened there? That was when the collapse began.
That was mental.
when the height came out.
Okay, Reeve. In 3, 2, 1.
There's only been one argument put forward for a striker here, and I'd like to disprove that immediately. Van Persie is literally known as the Flying Dutchman. Scored a header that was possibly like 10 feet above him. This is kind of bittersweet for me because obviously my memories of Van Persie at Arsenal were incredible. Scored one of the best goals I've ever seen against Charlton off the bar and in that flying volley. And then went to United and then basically won them the title pretty much. So that just shows you the capabilities that Van Persie had. In terms of goal to game, an incredible record, scored goals, whatever club he was at, even included final orders as well. I know that's not in the Premier League, but had everything to his game. Left foot, questionable little right foot, and also aerial ability. Linked up play.
Volleys.
Volleys, yeah, thanks for that. I've got 10 seconds left. For me, the Arsenal Van Persie is one of the most exciting players I've ever seen live, so yeah. And won, well, yeah, I've already said he's won the Prem. There you go.
And let's not forget, we're giving a guard of honour.
Ironically.
His rifle was actually underrated.
Yeah, it was. It was, yeah.
This was just for the Premier League, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Premier League career.
Okay. Mr. Garrett, and just getting that, please tell me, mate, why Alan Shearer is the best striker in Premier League history, thank you.
Well, I could just do this in 10 seconds and say 260 goals. He's the top scorer of all time in the Premier League. So he's literally the best. Haaland, we're not even discussing. Half a season. Yeah, he's brilliant, whatever. Van Persie just didn't score the goals that Shearer did at a much lower level. He didn't carry teams. Well, he did one season, actually. Shearer's done it for Southampton, Blackburn and Newcastle.
So both of these like
I technically didn't reference
Luis,
it,
but... Luis Suarez wasn't in the Premier League long enough, hasn't won the Premier League. I think that's the main thing. So, Alan Shearer won it with Blackburn.
It's true.
Blackburn Rovers. That's it.
Fair enough, mate.
Okay.
Didn't even bring up Newcastle, mate.
Didn't even mention a single thing about Newcastle, man. Come on.
Loads, yeah,
moved to his boyhood club, became the club's top goal scorer.
He did
it in a Newcastle team, not one of the best. He could have went to Man United.
Hey, Lewis.
Did it for shit team.
Lewis. Yeah. He did well when he managed you, didn't he?
Do you know what? He did all right. He did all right. Blame us.
No, he did.
Of course he tried.
He did all right. He sent you down.
No, he didn't send. We were already down. He almost rescued us. He gave us a chance at surviving. And then Mike Ashley said he'd keep him on and he didn't because he's a prick. Anyways, finally, Luis Suarez in 3, 2, 1.
Well, this is just a no contest, isn't it, already? And I think the boys know it. They've all lied to themselves while we get to this situation, quite frankly. I think Luis Suarez is probably the third best player of the modern generation behind Messi and Ronaldo. That season at Liverpool, 31 goals in 33 games. Pretty much unbeatable rate, although Haaland might well crack through it this season, but he hasn't yet, which is why I can't give it to him. I know we're not talking about the rest of his career, but maybe part of the best front three in football history in MSN. Obviously went on to win the treble under Valverde alongside, you know, Neymar and Messi, and was probably the second best of those three players. It's pretty of a toss of a coin between him and Neymar. Two-time PFA player of the year, was he? Oh, one-time PFA player of the year. Definitely one-time PFA golden boot winner. Two-time Premier League team of the season. Should have won a title if it wasn't for Steven Gerrard. I do blame you, Stevie, on that one. Luis Suarez, very unlucky not to win one. And then, what was it, last season, won La Liga with Atletico Madrid. So his legacy still rolls on, I think.
Whoa, Premier League.
I know, we're only talking Premier League, but I don't know what more he could have done in his short time there. I mean,
that's a minute.
Okay. Paddy Kenny, you've probably seen most of the four then.
Yeah, truth.
Right, do we think Theo meant what he said about Haaland?
No.
You can't think he's the best.
I mean, I kind of feel like he does think that, probably that. Does. He's not, though. He's not the best of the
he
four.
He doesn't believe that.
You're a bit fluffy.
He doesn't believe that.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, good.
But he could be.
He could be.
Yeah, it's potential to.
I actually don't think he could. I just don't think he's a good enough player.
I don't believe Haaland's the best.
Come on, he could.
Who do you think Theo actually believes is the best?
Suarez.
I don't think it's a contest for any of them.
Yeah.
Or Shearer.
I really believe.
Because you love numbers, so maybe Shearer.
Well, this is an interesting one, isn't it? Because I actually originally thought Van Persie.
Over Suarez.
Did Van Persie do it for longer? In a Premier League.
If we're just talking Premier,
In terms of a Premier League, you're looking at Suarez.
We're talking about the best striker in the Premier League.
Yeah, but
not
in terms of
best striker's career.
Yeah, but Van Persie scored 30+ goals in the Premier League in a season.
If you could have had Suarez or Van Persie at their peak at Arsenal, you would have had Suarez.
Yeah, it is.
You tried to get Suarez.
Van Persie every week would score a volley over the top from Alex Song. Every week it would happen. But isn't the answer just Alan Shearer?
Yes.
No,
it actually is.
Yeah, but what
career longevity?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
But
outright ability. Luis Suarez.
I'm talking about as a striker. Aren't you? Was the pinnacle of
no?
And yeah, mate. He's bot. I mean,
anyways,
it depends what you define as.
I'll tell you
striker.
More.
Well, what is a job of a striker? to score goals.
Yeah, but it's also to facilitate other people to score goals as well, though. You can't just be the guy that does it.
But if Luis Suarez had stayed in the Premier League for as long as Shearer, like he might well have scored as many goals.
But Shearer's a different age as well. It's like a different era of the Premier League, and he was just banging them in.
Do you think Luis Suarez could have done it in the 90s? I do. He's an absolute battering ram.
Yeah, he was a bit beefy.
I think you're doing Van Persie an injustice here.
That amazing player, and obviously did so much for the league.
In terms of ability, he's second.
So do you don't believe Van Persie then?
No, I'd have taken Suarez out of the four.
Yeah, I think Shearer's bottom of the four.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Really?
Well, okay.
He's trying to get whistles.
Yeah, half a season, but he couldn't lace Van Persie or Suarez's boots as a footballer.
So the Premier League top goal scorer, who's never played for these top teams yet, still reached that record.
Yeah. That's harsh, man.
Couldn't lace the boots of Van Persie, who was just like, went to Man U to step hard and win the league.
Van Persie got two golden boots.
Alan Shearer wasn't a better footballer than Van Persie.
We're on about who's the best striker.
The best striker is Suarez.
The best player, it's the same thing. No, Suarez is the best player by far, then it's Van Persie.
I'll listen to Suarez in a season. In a Premier League.
I should have really said that.
Van Persie above Shearer is just like...
What did Shearer do better than Van Persie?
Van Persie's doing it at the top teams. Shearer's dragged himself through these teams that aren't at the top and still broken. The Premier League all-time goal scoring
record.
Because
he played about a million games.
Well, it's not... How many games did Van Persie play
Who's got a better goal per game?
Van Persie.
Yeah, but he's playing in the worst
team. In the Premier League, Van Persie's got 144 in 280.
No, he could have went to Man United and won all the trophies he won. He played them out of to Newcastle.
It's 22, isn't it?
Yeah, you really believe
so
that?
So, Van Persie...
What's Shearer's?
So, remember this. 1.94 for Van Persie in terms of games to goals.
No, it's... I was going to say, I don't mean goals.
So basically 0.5.
Yeah. What do you have to do it weirdly?
Plus, by the way, Shearer had like 2-3 seasons out with like career-ending injuries.
Yeah, mate, Shearer was brilliant.
Out of his career, he had like 2-3 seasons out of his prime.
Shearer was brilliant.
Did you say Shearer did it at
Shearer...
Even though he won the Premier League with one of those clubs.
1.69 games to
goals. We were pretty sure.
Shearer's got a better record.
Than who?
Van Persie.
I wasn't on about, I was on about Suarez.
Oh, you want to know Suarez?
Suarez would have played the amount of games.
No, don't switch. We're on about Van Persie. Let's go.
Shearer's got a better record than Van Persie.
Thank you very much.
He's all, okay.
I don't think he'd have better than Suarez.
Joe's point is perfectly valid, though. Suarez is pretty much the best player in the modern generation.
I'm fine with Suarez. It's when he said that he couldn't lace Van Persie's boots, which is ridiculous.
Suarez got a better record out of all three of them.
Yeah, of course.
I'll accept Suarez.
Two seasons, on
him. Let's do Haaland.
Tight though.
It's not far off.
I will give you a chance to retract the Van Persie Shearer statement.
You can suck these.
You know, I think Suarez, the fact he did it in what, 2-3 seasons, is a bit like.
Who?
If you objectively look at just Premier League, ignore MSN, ignore Barcelona.
Not one of them players could have dragged that Liverpool team.
Unplayable.
Yeah, I know. But so was Van Persie.
Not to the level Suarez was, mate.
Suarez would do it on his own.
The way Van Persie would just peel off defenders and volley in shots.
He was an amazing footballer, but Suarez was
every time
is
a volley.
It's always
so good.
Suarez is the best striker I've seen in the Prem.
Yeah.
You've not seen Thierry Henry before?
I think at their peak, it's probably I'd probably edge it Suarez.
Would you?
Henry's the best. Henry's the best Premier League player of all time.
Yeah.
But at their peak in the Prem, Suarez that season was.
I don't know. I think at their peak in the Prem, it was Henry. Suarez
with the
peak
players.
Henry scored 30 goals in a season, 3 seasons in a row.
Yeah, I think
20 as well, didn't he?
I think
20 goals, 20
Suarez's assists. Peak was at Barca, whereas Henry's was still in the Prem. So I think peak levels, I think Henry probably pips him.
It's close though.
It's very close.
It's fucking close.
So you're saying Suarez and you're saying Suarez.
Yeah, it'll be Suarez.
Henry's got a better goal record than all four of them.
Has he?
Yep. In the Premier League.
No, Henry's my best player of all time.
Won 4 golden boots.
And he got the assist record, didn't he?
2020.
Mm. Yeah, Henry's the fucking goat.
Two player of the season.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you're arguing here.
Henry's just a fucking goat.
He wasn't in the conversation. Yeah.
Well, he should have been.
That's how good Thierry Henry is. We had a conversation about 4 strikers. He wasn't mentioned and he's popped up.
Yeah, still managed to bring him up. Yeah.
And Henry is still the best player out of all of them. Anyways, let us know in the comments, is the best out of all. Also, I do think the fact that, I think recency bias maybe a bit. I think if you're looking at objectively Alan Shearer in terms of...
It'd be interesting to see if there were 4 older people.
Yeah.
How many people would say
Shearer has to go above Haaland as well. I'm sorry.
We're talking about...
Yeah, but I said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alan Shearer was never world class. He wasn't.
You just wasn't wrong. This is a common Garrett L.
It's not. It's people get clouded by like nostalgia.
Clouded
and
by
shit.
The bet top Premier League top goal Alan scorer. Shearer. What do you mean?
Alan Shearer never did it at like the top level. He flopped hard for England.
He flopped hard for England. He hadn't scored for them.
What you've got to remember is Tom's two least favourite colours are black and white.
Can I say Euros? Was it Euros 92?
Guys,
92.
Guys, I can't remember which one it was.
Euros in 92.
No, whichever Euros it was.
Guys, in the Premier League, yeah, when Shearer signed for Blackburn, these are the goals in order for seasons he scored for the Premier League. Ready? 16, 31, 34, 31, 25, 2. 14, 23, 5, 23, 17, 22, 7, 10. And don't get me wrong, there were more teams.
He's an amazing goalscorer.
With three major injuries.
But there are also 44 games this season, was it? Was it 44 games?
Here's a question.
At the start, there were more games.
If Kane goes to United and wins a league title, is he a better striker than Alan Shearer?
I think he is anyway.
Well, if he catches a goal record.
Surely you think he's anyway, no?
Not sure.
Kane's a better striker than Shearer.
I do really like Kane.
Are we being serious?
Kane's a better
like Shearer could
man.
Drop in the hole and turn and spray balls like Kane can. Has he got the vision or passing range?
No, if Kane wins the league, I'll accept it.
They're equally as good finishers.
No, if Kane wins the league, I'll accept it. But as I say,
what the fuck has that got to do with being a better player?
Does that mean Anderson
hasn't won the league?
Does that mean Anderson's a better player?
Yeah, Suarez made up for it by he's performed way better at that high level.
Just drop that.
Lewis, does that mean Anderson's a better player than Steven Gerrard?
Probably. Who?
Anderson's a better player than Steven Gerrard.
Anderson's world class.
I hate that argument with the
trophy. We all know Dale Neilson is better than everyone. Anyways, moving on. Let us know in the comments. Let's touch on Man United because Marcus Rashford has scored again. Garnacho has produced. What a talent he is.
Yeah, he was getting a lot of stick last week.
Who was Garnacho?
Because football fans are all knobs.
Yeah. Wait, Garnacho's a fucking baller.
I like him.
Yeah.
He's a bee's knees.
Better player off the bench though at the moment than an impact.
Well, because he's young, he's very young. Electric, isn't he?
I think people forget like how bad Ronaldo was when he first came to United.
Yeah,
like they need to give the kid a bit of time.
The comparisons to Ronaldo help either.
That's the problem.
Because he trained Ronaldo and Messi.
He's 18. He's a winger. Can
we talk about Rashford though?
I mean, fair play to Ten Hag. I mean, it's good management. He dropped Weghorst back into the 10 and then Rashford up top.
That's the best. That's what Ten Hag is best at. His in-game management is absolutely fucking unreal. He'll just spot a problem. It'd be a totally bizarre change and it'll change the entire landscape of the game. Happened midweek against Leeds as well when we're 2-0 down. Took Weghorst off, put Rashford through the middle. I think put Garnacho on.
Yeah.
Just immediately put Leeds back 10 yards. Sancho came on. It was like perfection. And then the weekend, Weghorst into the 10 role, Rashford as a number 9.
I didn't watch it, to be fair.
Yeah, he played Weghorst at 10, Bruno wide right.
And then they scored immediately.
I know they played two games more, but United are only 5 points off Arsenal.
No, relax. The title talk has got to stop, man.
He's trying to down, mate.
Modesty.
Roy Keane thinks you're in a title race, mate.
He's wrong.
He's wrong.
No, but realistically, say Arsenal City draw tomorrow.
We've played two games more than them, though.
Oh, no, yeah, that's the killer. But yeah. What if they're going to lose their next two games?
It's points on the board, though.
Yeah, you'd rather have points on the board for sure. But look, United squad is just nowhere near good enough in midfield.
But what if you don't get injured? Or suspensions.
Our injuries are already stacking up in midfield, aren't they?
Look, just admit you're going to win it.
We are. Eriksen out for the season is an absolute disaster for United. It's just a disaster.
I like that Sabitzer though.
Yeah.
What's happened to him?
Good player. Who, Eriksen?
Yeah.
Well, he's done his ankle, I think.
Ankle.
And you got Andy Carroll against Reading in the Cup.
Not ideal.
Not ideal, yeah.
Not ideal. Look, moving from a good team to, let's just say, wow, Tottenham Hotspur, you're in trouble. Big time.
Yeah, I watched this game on Saturday at 3 p.m.
Do you know what's happened to Leicester? Do you know what's happened? James Madison's back, boys.
Almost, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Mm. He's so influential to that team. And now they've got a right winger.
A lot more balance with Suter at the back as well.
Yeah, he's good.
He's class.
And Nacho's in good form.
Mm. Well, so it might be a good idea for Brendan Rodgers to play more regularly then, because every time he scores goals.
Every time.
Yeah, but Tottenham, I watched the game on Saturday, the defending. I mean, Tanganga's it's as bad as you'll ever see the defending. I'm not going to lie, they've got to move away from the three at the back.
He won't.
I think it's one game since he's taken over at Tottenham, he hasn't played a three. They've just got to move away from it.
I think there's a lot of things they need to move away
from. It's an unacceptable result for Spurs, isn't it?
It's not only an unacceptable result, it's an absolute disaster losing Bentancur.
That's horrific. Huge.
Do you know, I was listening to Harry Redknapp on the radio this morning.
Terrific.
And he was just talking, it was like, they were basically asking him like, if you're Conte, like, what are you actually doing? Because you're looking at Spurs who have... No, seriously. He said, you're looking at Spurs, they've got Kulusevski, Son, Kane, Richarlison, all these top-class forwards, but yet he plays a defensive style of football and their defence is shit.
Do you know what wound me up after the game was when they came out, I can't remember if it was Conte or Stellini, and he said... But you know, the players need to show a bit more like commitment.
You've not signed
a contract. Yeah. Like, if I was a player, I'd be looking at me going, you're not committed to the club.
Yeah.
You are not committed to the club in the long term. So why am I going to commit to the club?
What does he actually change? I'm fucking done with Conte. I think he's gone.
I think he is.
I honestly think he's going into his Mourinho era of he can't adjust to the modern game. He's so stuck in his ways. It doesn't work and he's not changing anything.
He needs to either shit or get off the pot. He needs to either sign a contract or they need to move on.
I think it
needs to happen.
He's there at the minute, what is he doing at the minute to change anything? Like you said, he's consistently playing the same formation, same players.
Yeah.
Okay, they're not blessed with the loads of depth, but he's not even...
But their attacking line is one of the best in the Premier League.
The forward line. A 4-2-3-1, where you could play Kane slightly off Charleston, Son off the left, Kulusevski off the right, and two defensive midfielders like Højbjerg and Bentancur. I know he's injured now. It's so much more fluid going forward than watching six at the back with wax up towards Kane trying to get a nudge onto Son, who's giving it away 24-7.
Fans have fallen out of favour in them as well.
But do you not think I find this...
A lot of Spurs fans just like...
Oh, but the ones I know.
Bad word again?
But do you not find it well weird that like we don't know shit about football and you got Antonio Conte, one of the most like respected, like prolific managers in the history of football.
He's had a tough time of it
just
as well.
Just can't figure out like your attack's better than your defence.
Nah, but he's had a tough time, Conte, as well. I think that people forget that like managers and players are humans, and like he's had a fucking
But I agree. But also, when you're getting paid that much money, you should play to your strengths. And Spurs' strength is their attack. So why are they not playing to their strength?
I mean, he's obviously
because the defense is such a weakness.
He's overcompensating.
That's the reason. The centre backs he obviously feels are nowhere near strong enough. Yeah. Players are too Dyer and Davis, Dyer and Longley. He doesn't feel so. He has to stick a third in there, and then that takes away from the.
Is Romero's injured?
Yeah,
that's peak for Spurs.
Yeah, he's
no, he's banned.
He's banned.
Oh, he's banned.
I was going to say played last week against.
But even Romero is just like. Everyone's like, oh, he's the best centre back in the league.
He was good against City, though.
He is good.
But he doesn't need to be so hyper-aggressive. He's such a good player anyway.
I know, but that's just his style, isn't it?
Yeah, but it detracts from his game. Like, he's such a naturally gifted footballer. And he's obviously aggression is fine. Like, look at Lisandro Martinez. But some of the tackles are just stupidity.
You've got to channel it, haven't you? Yeah.
They are stupidity on a halfway line, bloke back to goal.
Yeah.
You come and clatter through the back of him. Come on.
Come on.
Look, we got to move on to the man behind the cameras team.
What?
Good result on the weekend, Lou.
Yeah, mate. Get ready to shave that head, boy.
1-1 against Bournemouth. Arguably your worst performance of the season.
No, that was all. That goes for me below Sheffield Wednesday performance.
In fairness, at least Bournemouth are on a really good side.
Yeah.
But the Sheffield Wednesday was not worse than the
this. Watching that felt more frustrating than like when I watched Sheffield Wednesday.
But at least you can admit now it is Bruno GFC.
Do you know what? It's like, do you know when you break your finger and then you realise how often you use your finger and how much you need it? It's like, as soon as you take Bruno G out, it's like, bloody hell, how does this even like function?
Mate, I broke my thumb hand, like this bone here, and I was like, what is going on? And it never healed properly.
Thumb hand!
Yeah. Is that you stop calling it Bruno G now?
No, but you put like seven of your players in, not the team of the year, so...
Well, no,
why is it just down to Bruno? It's weird, number one, thank you. Really weird.
Do you know what it is, right? Everyone's doing off game. We've had a lot of games because, you know, we're in the final of the Carabao Cup, doing enough, you know.
Oh, poor lads.
And we're so fucking shit on the
ball.
Like, we could not string a pass together. It was the most frustrating thing, and we were lucky not to lose by two or three.
Even with the best centre-half, best left-back, best right-back, best goalie.
Well, centre back can't influence the game that much, can he? You know, we needed someone in centre mid who could control the ball and connect us.
With Bruno G, you've played 17, won 10, drawn 7, lost 0. Undefeated with Bruno G. Without him, you've played 5, won 0, drawn 4 times and lost 1. So
They've drawn more games than they've won this season, Newcastle.
Yeah.
Newcastle
United.
Quite wild.
Serial not losers.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't lose. Well, I don't count us. We're on an invincible season. I don't count that Liverpool one. That was bullshit.
I mean,
it's not really how it works.
But like the thing, it's nice not to lose, but it gets really annoying when you're not
against Bournemouth, though. Yeah. Do you reckon your lack of depth could harness your chances of getting top four?
Tarnish.
Yeah, the thing is, we had like 4 injuries. Callum Wilson didn't travel. He did his hamstring. I think we're paying the price for not pulling the trigger really in January.
For who?
So for anyone, we need
what are you talking about?
We signed Gordon.
But Isaac's back.
No, but Wilson's injured.
No, but that's the point. Like that they're the rotation number 9 system.
No, but this is it. We let Shelvey go in 2 positions that we were so weak.
You want getting rid of Chris Wood? Surely can't.
No, but that's the thing. But we have no backup striker. Chris Wood was always shit. But at least he was there. Like, who are we going to put on now?
Still a hard team to beat, though.
Yeah,
that was thought Bournemouth played well.
They did.
I mean, Solanke should have scored. They did not need to flick it.
Yeah,
just smashed it into the net.
Yeah, we were so lucky. No, we were genuinely lucky. And yeah, it's gonna be a rough one. The only good side is at least Spurs are the ones who are chasing us, and they're just gonna bottle it anyway. Well, like if there was actually someone behind
Brentford,
us who was threatening,
Brighton, Fulham.
I'm more scared of them than top.
And Brighton at top 4, that would be mental.
Liverpool got a game in hand. They can jump to 6th, can't they? Or 7th?
Can they?
Well, I don't know. Where's the?
But their game in hand is against Newcastle, right?
35.
Oh, is it against Newcastle? Oh, it's next weekend.
No, that's the weekend.
Yeah.
So they will have played as well then.
Yeah,
I think they can jump to 35, can't they?
I don't know. Let's have a look.
It's Liverpool.
Almost at the magic 40 to prevent you from getting relegation. moving on. We like to build different 11s each week.
Okay.
And sometimes they can be controversial. Sometimes they can be stupid. Sometimes they can be genius. And you lot like to let your
very rarely
know. Well, I'm about to hit you with a genius one, because today we are going to be making our Premier League overrated 11. Now, we want to
disclaimer beforehand. This doesn't mean that we think every player in here is shit. We just...
Speak for yourself.
Okay, well, yeah, maybe you do. But this means is that the level that the players are rated at, we feel, are slightly lower.
On currently, like how they're playing,
they
now,
got to be in the Premier League.
You can base it on whatever you want, Josie.
Because, for example, you could think someone is good, whereas everyone else thinks they're incredible.
Exactly.
Do you get what I mean?
Mm. So, Theo,
the issue is, some
I'm struggling.
In order to be put in an overrated 11, people have to rate you.
It's not a shit 11, do you know what I mean?
No,
literally.
Like, it's an overrated 11, so it's a bit of a toughy one, I can't lie.
Talking to him.
Now, you lot are making me go first.
Yeah, because we don't want you copying any of our players.
You literally have about 5 players kept asking us for players.
Okay. It could be the end of me. In goal.
Don't say Ramsdale.
No, I'd never do my boy like that. In goal, Alisson.
Oh, fuck off.
That's outrageous.
I'll catch the tube back home if you have Alisson in.
Now, hear me out. I'm not saying he's bad.
He's the best goalie in the Prem.
He's the best goalie in the Prem, but right now he's just not.
Yes, he is.
Ramsdale Pope are better.
I'd say they've had better seasons so far.
Yeah, that's what I'm basing
it
on.
He's still performing very well, Alisson.
Yeah, I'm sure he is, but also Liverpool sitting 9th.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for Alisson, they'd be even worse.
Yeah.
It's game's the game, man. Get good.
But if he's overrated, how much do you rate him?
I think he's like a well good keeper, but everyone's saying...
You're saying he's like a 7 out of 10 and the rest of the world are saying he's like a 9.
No, I'm saying he's like an 8 out of 10. Everyone else is saying he's a 10 out of 10. Everyone's saying he's the best keeper in the league, world class.
He's the best goalie in the world.
He is the best keeper in the world.
I think Pope and Ramsdale have better seasons.
I've never seen a 1v1 goalkeeper that's better than
him. Oh yeah, he's 1v1.
I think Pope and Ramsdale are having better seasons personally.
Yeah, you could possibly argue that, but...
Yeah, so I've got an argument.
I agree with you. I think...
Oh, thanks, Liz, man. That's my guy, man.
Yeah, so that means you're wrong.
Okay.
So do you think Nick Pope is the best goalkeeper in the world?
No.
Who do you think the best goalkeeper in the world is?
Courtois.
Fuck off.
You don't watch Madrid enough to...
Yes, I do.
Week in, week out.
Yes, I do.
What's the last Madrid game you watched?
Against Sevilla last week.
Done,
what was the score?
2-0.
Did you really watch that game?
Yeah. I don't want to go Letao header and Vinicius Junior.
Here you go. I don't want to go mad statty on you. I don't want to go mad statty, but post shot expected goals, which is the metric of a goalkeeper's overperformance comparatively to expected goals.
We nail this into the time.
We always have stats.
Alisson has saved Liverpool eight more goals than any keeper should have.
He's receiving more shots though, that's all it is.
It doesn't make a difference because it's not on a metric per 90, so it doesn't make any difference how many shots.
Won't it be a metric on the XG of the shot as well?
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't make a difference how many shots it is. It's the quality of shots from location. So he has saved the most goals of any keeper in the league. Eight. Who did you say was better than him? Ramsdale, you had.
He's in fourth, right?
Two. So he saved six more goals than
because
he should
have. Because he's so good at commanding his defence, he doesn't need to save shots.
About the same as
Who's second?
Second,
Kepa.
Kepa.
Yeah.
Third,
Bernd Leno, mate.
Yeah.
That's a good player. Good player, mate, we've done this top five before.
Look,
anyway, sorry for raising a point to discuss, guys.
Right, well, you've got 10 players left. God, we already fucking disagree with this.
I went through his whole team first.
Yeah. I just wanted to hear your guys' opinions on Alisson, and I really rate him.
What?
Right back.
Look, right back, Pedro Porro.
Oh, mate.
He's had 45 minutes.
And he was fucking shit.
What did you expect from him? He didn't even defend. He couldn't defend. Mate, this guy, as Spurs fans go,
oh my God, we signed the best right back in the world.
Why are they American?
He's garbage. He is so bad.
No, he's not. If you're a right back, you need to defend.
He didn't even track back. He's playing right wing half the time.
That's so harsh on him.
Nah, man, get rid
of him. Half a game.
I'll be honest. He is my right back because I couldn't think of anyone. I couldn't think of a right back, and based on what everyone was saying about him and how bad he was sat there, I was just like, I've got no one else. So I was going to go Dallow, then I thought, no, I don't think Dallow's that high.
Yeah, like all these Spurs fans.
Oh no, but United fans do gas your players up a bit.
Everyone's saying Pedro Porro is the bollocks, but he plays more like Zorro.
I don't get that. I don't even.
Left back. Everyone's like, oh my God, man, he's so good. He's the best left back in the league. He's 84 rated.
Why is every Premier League fan American?
Lucas Digne.
Yeah, fair enough.
Everyone rates him. He's 84 rated.
Everyone calls him overrated.
That's why he's not rated, is he?
Yeah, so if everyone calls him overrated, he's overrated. All right, anyways, moving on. I think Lucas Digne is a good one.
Good.
Big Digne. My centre backs are Joel Matip.
No.
Oh, pissing now.
I've seen your other one. That's how fucking rageous.
Joel Matip, don't get me wrong, he's good, but he's only as good as when Van Dijk plays
last
with him.
Season was
Did you see him last night against Everton?
The league, mate.
I agree with you there.
Thank you. Well, he can only play well when he's got Van Dijk next to him.
No.
Facts. Certified facts. Liverpool fans will back me on this one.
I think he's really overrated.
Yeah,
right, let's just piss off another fan base. Who's your next one?
Nah.
Go on.
Who is it?
I've read it, so if you change your mind, I'm going to go on.
Who is it?
I think he's like good, but like
say it.
Lisandro Martinez.
It's not overrated.
I can see it.
He's a bit.
You mean you can see it?
Are you watching it?
It's small talk. People are getting excited that he's good because they're surprised that a small centre back's good.
That's absolutely nothing.
If he was 6 foot 4 doing this, it's different.
Doing what? It's transforming a poor defence.
I'm not saying I agree. I'm just saying I can see his point of view. It's small talk.
It's nothing to do with his height. Honestly, his height has been totally disproven.
Yeah, everyone was saying, "Oh, he's too small." Carragher, "Oh, he's too small." When he came to the league, and now he's done decent.
But mate, he's wrong.
I thought he'd get bullied. He's maybe the best.
I had no upset, I panicked.
His ball distribution from deep.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Absolutely. I think he's a 9.5 out of 10. Everyone thinks he's a 10.
Oh my God.
I'm not saying I don't rate him. We literally said this at the start. I'm not saying I don't rate him.
You are. You just said he's overrated.
No, it doesn't mean I don't rate him. I just don't rate him as high as everyone else does.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So before everyone jumps on my back and says, go Theo, fucking...
Who's your midfield then?
Jorginho. Friendly fire against Arsenal.
Again, not rated.
Not having it.
I think he's rated.
He's rated a bit.
I don't think he's rated highly enough to be overrated.
If he was third in Ballon d'Or, then...
He's pretty rated.
If he finished third in the Ballon d'Or, I'd agree with you. But now I think he's flat rated.
No, but everyone's like, oh, it's like his ball distribution, blah, 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 blah. Man, he's bang average. What? Anyways.
Honestly.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, that's harsh.
Go on.
Next set. I'm playing a 4-2-3-1. My other centre midfielder is Enzo Fernandez.
Oh my God.
I don't even want to appear, man.
I tell you why. I tell you why. You're telling me 105 mil worth of player there?
But that's not a rating, though. That means people think he's good.
Hey, I've got him as well. I agree.
Oh, fuck.
You don't know,
though. I wouldn't put that as a premise.
Not the seal of approval.
This is what I think. I struggled with the first.
It's guesswork.
Six. I struggled with the first six.
I'm stunned.
You can't say he's overrated at the moment.
A bit overrated. On the left, I've got St. Maximum.
Yeah, I've got St. Maximum.
Man, he's all talk, no walk. He panics. He gets on the ball and goes.
He's a good player, but I think Newcastle have progressed past where the need for a player like St. Maximum.
I think it's because they used to rely on him so heavily, and they don't anymore.
He did carry us last season, exactly. And this season he's dropped.
Now you're more of a team. You don't need the individual who drives you up the pitch. Yeah. And what he offers so little off the ball, I think is a drawback factor. I think if Newcastle got a good offer, they would be open to.
His body and his feet move faster than his brain.
He's smart. He's a smart guy. That's a Maximum.
He's a good player.
He just doesn't suit their system.
His brain's not.
A bit inconsistent.
He just can't. It's just all a bit discombobulated, I feel like. Mm. On the right, I've got Adama Traore.
Okay.
Pace merchant, no end product.
I feel like everyone says that, though. I don't feel like he's overrated. I actually rate him. I think he's fucking class, but.
If you want a guy to do that job, he's the perfect one, isn't he?
Okay, I'll just fucking kill me next time. in CAM, I've got Kai Havertz.
Yeah, fair enough.
I've got Kai Havertz.
Yeah, I just think, like, what is he? Is he a striker? Is he a CAM? Is he a winger? Like, what is he?
What is he? He needs to leave Chelsea, is what. I think he needs to restart in the Bundesliga. Because I think he is actually a talented player, but I just don't think the system suits him.
Yeah, he's overrated.
I don't think modern game suits him. I think, like you say, he's definitely talented, but I just don't know what his best role is.
If he'd have gone to Bayern and played like that Thomas Müller
role,
He still might.
That's almost what he did at Leverkusen anyway, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Still might. Look, up front, I've got Anthony Martial.
And that depends, doesn't it? Depends.
Well, when he's fit, he's class, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's never fit. He's not actually that good.
I think he's.
He doesn't actually work. So really, all right, tell me a good season he's had.
The COVID 19, season,
1920, when he scored 20 goals.
What, 4 years ago?
Yeah, this is the problem. His injury record isn't great, but I don't think that makes him overrated.
If you're putting a Ballon d'Or clause in your contract,
if everybody does that. It's just negotiations, isn't it?
Martial's actually overrated. He's a good player, but he's overrated.
I'm not a big fan of him. I think he's got talent, but I just think he's never fucking available.
Yeah, that's the best ability available, isn't it? And he hasn't got it.
This could be the end of me.
No,
there were some good names in there.
I like everyone in this list. I just want to say that.
Yeah. No, there were some whiffs in there.
I think you're all right.
You've done worse.
Yeah, there's worse ones.
You've said worse things than that before. But you'll be fine.
Really?
Yeah. Starting in goal, Hugo Lloris.
So, here it is.
Yeah,
it's not even an agenda, man. I'm just saying.
He's not really rated.
Mitch fucking loves him, mate. So the one guy that I know.
Yeah, I've got Lloris in there. I think so.
Yeah.
I think if you ask like French football fans, they would say he's the absolute Don
Bollocks.
He won the World Cup.
Yeah, but that was so long ago. He's dropped off a cliff.
So did fucking Gordon Banks. Wouldn't play him. Did he even win it?
I don't think he was. No, he was. It was a bit early for Gordon.
Yeah, well.
No, Gordon
Banks. GG Pips, man.
Gordon Banks saved Pele. That was.
Different World Cup.
That was 70,
exactly,
though.
Yeah,
different World
70.
Cup.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So different.
Yeah, I've probably had a stinker, but. Oh, yeah, I think he's dog shit. I have for ages.
I also have Digne.
Cheers, man.
Overrated. Tyrone Mings.
Yeah, okay. So.
Yeah.
But these players aren't overrated.
Tyrone Mings, you must think Tyrone Mings
isn't very good at
Villa
all.
Villa fans hate him.
Tyrone Mings is a consistent member of the England squad.
Southgate fucking loves him.
That's obscene.
So are we doing it about what?
Some of your players will be different to mine.
But I just mean,
I thought you could contextualise it however you want. He is one of the most rated centre backs in the country by our national.
By definition, fairs. But Villa fans hate him.
Yeah, but there's other fan bases / England fans think he's good enough.
I don't know anyone who writes him. Fair. Other than Southgate.
Exactly, yeah. The manager of our rings team. Koulibaly.
Oh, good shout.
And then, unfortunately, Joe, I do have Dello in here. I feel like he's so well appreciated at Man United by Man United fans that Wan-Bissaka's come in and done just as good a job. Like, I think
Wan-Bissaka has proven a lot of people wrong, for sure. There's not much of a drop off either, but who's rating him that highly to be overrated?
The right back for me was the hardest position to pick.
Yeah, a lot of United fans have been gassing him up this year to the point of arguably the best right back in the league. That needs to stop.
But he's played good though.
He's good. I don't think he's bad. I just think the credit the United fans give him.
Yeah, maybe
isn't
too much in the bank.
Sorry, warranted. What do you say?
I think he's harsh. Honestly, I think
sorry.
Too much credit in the bank for me.
I got Fabinho in DM
this season. It's a really good shout.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get slated if I said Fabinho, so I didn't say him.
So you said Enzo Fernandez.
105 mil. That's what I'm saying.
What's happened to him this season?
He's lying back his age.
He's hit 28 years old.
I'm convinced.
28 going on 45.
He's 35. That's a 35-year-old man, that is. I'm like, he needs tests. He's lying
age,
about his age.
Genetic age, yeah. Tests.
Yeah, also, Liverpool fans hate him. They think he's shit now.
No.
They do?
No, some people still
hate him. Cal last night.
Cal hates his whole squad. That's not a fair example.
Thing is, I do still think that next season you could get Fabinho back to his best. I don't think he's that like off a cliff. I think it's just not working in any regard at Liverpool, is it? Like, what, six of their players suddenly gone absolute pants overnight.
His old legs just can't do it.
He's only 29.
He's not 29.
He thinks he's got a fake age.
I think he has struggled this season, though.
He's 35.
Mind you, hands down.
I actually think
Bjecic looks shit hot, though, didn't they? So,
I don't think he was that good last night. Like,
I was borderline going to put him in here.
I didn't watch it last night. I'm not
I nearly had him in.
I was like, mate, how could people rate this kid so much? Yeah. He's all right.
What, project taker?
Yeah, well, no, but, I also have Jorginho on the basis.
Wow, you're so harsh, man.
No, I agreed with you.
You're
at the
so
time.
Harsh.
I said it was friendly fire. I said this morning, but yeah, if he's still in a Chelsea shirt, I think you...
I'm like, still trying to get over the fact that he played for Arsenal because I just can't see it.
Yeah.
Italian, Chelsea.
This might... You know, split a few people. Jordan Henderson.
Oh, you're harsh, man. What he does on the pitch as a leader, he's a talker, man. Honestly, you don't...
Is he as good now as people think?
You don't know.
Are you saying he's overrated across his career?
No, I think... I think he's overrated. He currently plays.
This is a true test of ball knowledge, because if you know ball, you know he's underrated, if anything.
But I just don't think you can put like players based on just total form now.
Yeah, I think you're right. Every footballer watching this will disagree with you.
It's not total form now.
Every footballer watching this will disagree with you. I watched him against
form players,
Wales when we beat him 3-0, and I was there. I was pitch side. I could only hear him on a pitch. There was one man talking, it was Jordan Henderson. He was the captain, leader, legend.
Yeah, but this is what I mean. You rate him really highly, and I don't rate him as much as you do. So that's technically overrated.
I don't know. If you're a footballer watching this right now...
Pants down.
Yeah, he's done you there.
Fuck.
Moving to the forwards, I've got Wilfred Zaha.
What?
I like
what?
That.
Harsh.
Really? Do you think so?
Yeah, man.
I think he's good, but I don't think he's as good as every... I just don't... I think
people know that's his level, though.
Really?
I think he's dragged Palace through games for seasons, and he's fully deserving of getting a big move this summer.
Oh, yeah. I used to say that about his attitude because I see clips and that, but when you actually look, he barely gets sent off. He's always he's never injured.
He's just competitive, man.
Yeah,
Ultra competitive.
Maybe that's a bit of bias. I think he's a quality player. I just don't I don't rate him as much as other people rate him.
Where do you think he's going to go in the summer?
To stay to Palace.
Did you see how aggressive he got on Twitter to Ramboy?
I would be surprised. Yeah, I would be surprised. But
oh, really?
Where does he go? Because I don't see him going to like Liverpool or
Wolves.
That's not a step up, is it?
No, maybe like...
Nah, he will stay at Palace if he's going to go to Spurs. Spurs, they've all got a lot of forwards, though. The books, isn't there?
Son might go, hasn't he?
They've got Danjuma. They're probably going to make that permanent. They've got Kulusevski,
Charleston. Is he signed, Danjuma?
No, he's only on loan.
Okay, sorry. He's not getting a game.
Could go to Newcastle.
Or he goes abroad. Maybe he goes abroad.
Yeah,
he was linked with Barca, wasn't he?
Can't see that happening, though.
I've got Havertz as well.
Yeah, we all got Havertz.
And I've also got Richarlison.
Yes.
Yeah.
Richarlison's a great show, actually. I forgot about
I've got Richarlison too.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Right. Mr. Garrett.
£60 million, a lot of money.
Yeah. And a lot of people love him when in reality he doesn't actually produce much.
In goal, David De Gea.
I back it.
I think he's so overrated.
I back it.
He's one of the best shot stoppers in the league.
Yeah, but he can't
pass wind.
Every time the ball comes back to him, it's in the stance.
The players shit their pants when he touches the ball.
Is this burning?
Not really, because I think United isn't... I actually think it's an upgradable area, but I don't think he's overrated because I think people like...
I think he's overrated.
Walk down the street and the average man now goes, he's so shit.
No, United fans love...
Yeah.
It is split.
United fans do not love
that. They do.
They die on the sword to defeat
him. He's consistently one of the best goalkeepers in the world over the last decade.
No, he hasn't.
No way.
He
hasn't been near that for 5 years.
By the time he leaves United, he'll be United's record ever clean sheet holder.
Like,
overrated.
I know that he's struggling at the moment, but
I agree. It was him or Lloris, but I have an agenda against Lloris, so I had to keep
harsh, harsh.
I have gone Porro right back for what I said before. I just couldn't think of anyone else.
Pedro Porro.
Pedro Porro. That's bad from you, you know. I expected better from TG.
You know. I'll be honest.
You put a guy in that's had one performance.
I can't think of anyone else.
Right back was the hardest for me.
I couldn't think of another right back who I think's overrated because... I can't.
The way these lot were talking about Pedro
Porro. Yeah, we already know what you're
doing. Like Trippier, I just think he's quality, and then I just couldn't think of anyone. So I've been a bit lazy, and I thought, oh, be a bit cool and different. I've gone Koulibaly and Matip. I just think Matip is
really overrated.
I was gonna go Gomez, and I thought, no, Liverpool fans don't rate him at all, so he's not overrated. I think, yeah, Matip is definitely. Put on a pedestal. He's way better when he's got Daddy Van Dijk holding his hand anyway.
Yeah, but that's everyone though.
So did you say who's the other centre half, sorry?
Koulibaly. I think he's pony.
He's a mine.
My left back's Chilwell.
Oh, I don't want to hear it.
Nice.
Ben Chilwell, he's overrated.
To
be fair, you are a prime candidate for him.
You said he's the best left back in the league.
One of the best.
You came out and said straight facts, Ben Chilwell's best.
And he just isn't.
And technically, if anyone else believes he's not, that's overrated.
He's an excellent left back, but I just don't think he's like world class top level, what people make him out to be.
That's a fair comment.
I don't think he's on like Luke Shaw's level.
I could have put 8 Chelsea players in here.
I've gone in midfield for this is recent though, by the way, not career. N'Golo Kante.
Recently.
He's been shocking for two seasons.
Kante's not overrated. Everyone knows that he doesn't play football anymore. He literally doesn't play football.
I've been seeing recently Chelsea fans going, wait till we get Kante back. Wait till this. He's done. He's finished.
The start of the season pre his latest in its long line of injuries.
Dog shit.
He was not. Do you remember the game against Tottenham? Mm-hmm. He literally came off at 2-0 and the game.
Yeah, and do you remember, remember the run in the Champions League? Yeah, and he does it once every fucking season.
Injuries don't make you overrated.
Kante's not overrated.
No, but when he's been available, he's been poor.
Nah, I'm not.
He has.
I don't think he's ever been available.
Alongside him.
Do you know what? First time, that's poor from you. I'm quite upset about that. N'Golo Kante. He's done nothing to deserve that. He's a lovely man.
Oh, I hate these fucking agendas. Oh, look, he's some little make-a-wish kid. He's a grown man. Stop saying, oh, he's cute and that. It's really degrading to him.
It's more degrading to call him overrated.
He's one of the best midfielders we've ever had in the Premier League.
And you've called him overrated.
But in the last few seasons, his performances have been shocking.
He's been injured. He's got old.
When he's played,
that's like saying Ronaldo's overrated.
Next to him's Joe Linton.
He's
nowhere near as good as.
Well, you couldn't even watch us play.
No. The thing with Joe Linton, he went from dog muck to decent, and then suddenly he's amazing. No, he's just decent.
He's one of the most difficult centre midfielders to play against entirely.
Second touch to throw in.
Physicality, interceptions, tackles. That guy's a unit.
Yeah, good for you, bro. Overrate him. That's why he's in this list.
It's incorrect, mate.
Next to him, Pereira, Fulham. Bang average.
Andreas?
Yeah.
What? Bang
average. That is bang average.
No. He's been one of the players of the season for them.
A howler.
Yeah, bang average.
So good, mate.
Overrated.
Who's overrating him?
You lot, clearly.
What? We know, we just know his level.
I agree.
My front three.
The cottages are coming for you, by the way. They're going to fucking...
Not the pesky cottages.
Not their firm, I hope. Pereira's been good this season, but I think it's just a little purple patch. I really think he's average as fuck.
Yeah, but he'd never had time at United, though.
Well, when he played, he was poopy-pooping.
Yeah, but that means... That just means players improved.
I don't think that anybody at United ever thought he was going to be a superstar. It was just a case of an academy player who was good.
At the start of the year, everyone was going, what a terrible signing, he's dog shit, and now suddenly he's brilliant, and he's not brilliant.
Underrated, if anything.
Howler.
I'll be honest, I struggled with midfield. So I thought I'd
just end. Midfield was really hard.
So I went for just content.
I just went Liverpool.
And then up front, I've got Sancho, Havertz and Antony.
Two United wingers in there.
Sancho is dog muck.
Sancho is not.
Sancho is a really talented footballer.
He's already scored. He's come back. He played two games
and
scored.
Way too early.
I'm sick
about these two players. Why?
This man
is going to come back to bite
you
big time.
This man went away, worked on himself, worked himself in months of training.
The Rashford crew that was last year was going, he's not United level. Playing Brighton.
Sancho went away, worked on himself, came back, and he's already scored. He's already scored. So can Sancho. He's already scored.
Sancho can't one-on-one beat a man. In the modern day, you can't have wingers. You can't face a man up and beat them.
Mate, in the Bundesliga, he's one of the deadliest wingers. And one on ones.
Yeah, yeah. Like Werner.
Look, these two players are just way too young to write off, man. Anthony's been here 6 months. He's 21, 22. What is it?
We put a guy that's played one game in.
Yeah. ridiculous, honestly. It's ridiculous. In fact, I think at this stage, Anthony is underrated.
That's not all right.
Because literally everybody seems to think he's shit.
He is.
He is.
He's not shit.
When United don't have Anthony playing, they are a much worse team. We are much
That's only
worse.
Because the alternative
I like the little fidget spinner. I think it's good.
It's waffle. He's not been amazing, but first season.
How much was he again?
Fine. Yeah, too much money. It's a massive overpay. I don't think anybody's denying that it was a massive overspend, but I just think that everybody has suddenly got into their head that he's crap. And he's just
He's average. And I think I'll tell you the main reason I don't rate them pair is seeing Garnacho come off the bench and how he performed.
How can you
a proper Man United
winger? How can
you
be called crap when you score three in your first three games for United?
What?
Yeah, Anthony.
What's that got to do with anything?
Anthony's going to prove a lot of people wrong next
season. I agree.
He'll be even better next season.
I agree.
No, he won't.
I'm not going to lie, my 11, I was struggling big time.
Your 11's just shit players, though.
Well, I've got Maria in goal as well. Right back, I've got Matty Cash.
I nearly went Cash, you know. I do think he's a bit overrated.
Oh, really?
I mean, Unai Emery clearly.
Matthias Cash.
He clearly doesn't fancy him, given that he's starting Ashley Young over him every week.
Yeah, I think he's decent. I think Cash is decent, but like you say, I think people.
He's gone from
definitely...
a player of the year last year to not being able to get a game over a 37-year-old Ashley Young.
Yeah.
To be fair, Villa are criminal for being overrated. So
yeah, I'm not sure about that. Yeah, I had Mings as well.
To finish sixth.
I've got Cucurella at left back.
Yeah.
Cucurella.
Rather than Chilwell.
But isn't he just a bit like crap?
No, because people do. I mean, I thought he was
people out there rate him still.
Yeah.
He's the most expensive left back in history.
I still expect.
That's a bit outrageous.
I still expect Brian Cucurella.
midfield, I've gone for Coutinho.
Oh.
This is just Aston Villa.
I know.
Who are your centre backs?
Sorry, it was Mings and Koulibaly.
It's fucking Aston Villa.
Yeah. I've gone for Coutinho in centre mid. I think people forget he cost 20 million in the summer.
That's not that
but
much.
Yeah, but do people rate him anymore?
Yeah.
When people watch Coutinho come on the pitch, they go, fucking hell, I remember when he was...
I know City dominated him, but I think Coutinho was one of Villa's best players against City.
No, I've got... it was a toss-up in midfield, but I've gone for Conor Gallagher.
He was close to getting into mine.
I think that Chelsea should have cashed it. Well, they obviously wanted to, didn't they? They wanted to cash in.
I think Gallagher's problem is, I said this to you at the start, didn't I? I think he's just not that level. Like when we had him at Albion, he was brilliant. But that's
at Palace,
level.
He was unreal.
Yeah,
that's his level, though. He was
unreal at Palace for 6 months. I mean, he scored 8 goals, 6 of them in the first 6 months.
Second half of the season,
he was struggling.
If you go back to Palace, man, what a player.
I've also got Charleston, Sam Maximan Havertz, and then I've got Emmanuel Dennis as well.
I don't mind
this Watford Emmanuel Dennis. It's like, ooh, it's goal scoring machine.
Yeah, everyone keeps saying, what a signing machine. For Forest.
£20 million he joined Forest for.
How many has he scored?
One.
Yeah.
He doesn't play, does he?
And he can't get a game. His attitude amongst Forest fans is about as low as it can possibly get. People think he's like this goal scoring machine.
Yeah, but who though? I want to know these people that still think Emmanuel Dennis is like a baller.
Just like your average Twitter football fan. Emmanuel Dennis, baller.
Yeah.
Okay, so they were pretty good. I'm excited for this one.
Hello there.
Oh God.
No, this is just straight facts.
I forgot there's another one.
I'll rattle through.
I'm going to get cooked in the mouth.
Just rattle through it.
You've disclaimed these are straight facts.
These are straight facts, disclaimer. So I wanted to put Henderson in, but instead I went for a bit of Pickford. I mean, Pickford overrated, man.
Oh, shut up.
I'm sorry. That guy,
he's underrated.
No, he's not, man. Seeing him last night alone, man, against Liverpool, that was literally the worst goalkeeping of the season.
Hey.
He went sprinting for the throwing line when the ball was getting crossed.
What a save, though, against Salah.
And his saves look better because his arms are tiny, man. So, like,
it's such a myth.
It's not a myth, man. Get the tape measure out. That guy's always at full stretch when it's within anyone's normal passion distance.
Mate, what are you talking about?
about. He's like 6'3", isn't he? Like, nah, not even
he literally kept, so good.
He literally kept Everton in the division last year.
I'm not saying he's a bad keeper, but people saying he's this world-class keeper. Next England squad, no he's dropping to number 3.
Jordan Pickford world-class ever.
No, well, not world-class, but they wherever they rating him, I'm rating them below. Simple as that. I don't think that.
Whatever you say is worse than that.
Right. Let me explain this one as well. Because I do strongly rate this player.
I know just, exactly who this is.
Not in this position.
We already know.
Lose your head.
Not in this position, though. Ben White.
Get out.
Because.
Arguably the best right back in the league this season.
No, he's so good at playing right back. He's centre half. He's so good. He's on Trippier's level this season.
You're a fucking centre
back
tax.
That's all it is. It's because he's playing out of position. People are surprised he's that good on right back. He's having a class season.
How does that mean he's overrated?
The only reason
versatility is a positive factor.
The reason I say he's overrated is because people say he's on Trippier's level is an actual insult.
He has been.
I think clearly.
You're looking at a defence that is top of the league.
Trippier's clear. No, yeah, he's top of the league, but the defence itself isn't the best. Well,
what he allows Saka to do on the pitch.
I agree.
So
he's
how are
really
you saying
good.
He's overrated then?
I'm saying, because when people say he's on Trippier's level, I disagree. So I think they're overrating him. And he's
always
underneath.
Has to come back to Newcastle.
But you can't.
The best right back in the league, isn't it?
How can Ben White be on the PFA Player of the Year's level?
I know, because people have decided are Southerners. right, centre backs, we have Matip and Varane from Man United.
I nearly went with Varane because he is. Man United fans think.
Yeah, but he is class.
Champions League,
he's
Real good. Madrid tax, man.
Very good.
World Cup winner, 4-time Champions League winner.
This is what they always say. Oh, he's won the Champions League and the World Cup. It doesn't matter when you're playing in the Premier League. It's however you're
and he
falling.
Does treat the ball like a fucking hot potato.
He's just adapting to the league, man.
Martinez is the better of the two. I'll definitely say Martinez.
What are we talking about? Varane, overrated. Yeah. That is honestly, that's about
he's not saying he's bad.
I'm not saying he's bad.
he's overrated, he mainly by you lot.
Yeah. Dinier, left back. You're really not going to like this one. I wouldn't want to preface it. I was also struggling with centre mids. Bruno Fernandes.
No, I actually almost went there, you know.
Oh, fucking
no way.
Hell.
He's not
What more can the guy do? He score 20 goals every single season.
I tell you
get
what he can
10
do.
Assists every single season.
He doesn't do that, though.
He can stop
he
crying.
Do that. Does.
But that's why from Zaharan. It's the same sort of like...
He can stop crying. He's the whiniest little.
But that's what makes him so. That's what makes Bruno.
Yeah, that's what you want him on your team.
Yeah, exactly.
I would hate to
honestly
play against him.
No, all right, Bruno Fernandes thinks
he's a goal scorer. But probably the best chance creator outside Kevin De Bruyne in the entire league.
And that's where he's overrated. Right there. Man United fan. The fact he was said in the same sentence
I
as
bet
Tierney
B. Statistics that he would be
I'm not having it. This one, I will be proven wrong, I feel like, in the future. But going off the price tag at the moment, I'm joining
that's not how you should
Enzo.
View people though that's
you
not
said Enzo as well how can you say Enzo's overrated
but I agree I was struggling and I thought you know what I can't,
no,
it's
but Lewis, this isn't an overpriced 11 this is an overrated 11
and it was hard to see anyone
yeah,
and I was like
the,
do you know what
yeah, price but
you, could argue he's overrated because of his price tag
this yeah. is what I mean my logic is everyone thinks he's already there and we haven't seen it
120 mil it's overpaid overrated.
Like everyone thinks
I don't think there's no causation
how you're
between
rated
the
by
two.
I'm looking forward to his forward line.
Yeah, so my logic there. People think he's done it, he hasn't. Warby, another centre.
Oh,
he's been brilliant this season.
Joel Linton, man. I swear to God,
he has been.
What?
He's probably been Everton's player of the year.
And he's been one of the most hated players for years.
He's been great. He has
if
been
anything,
great.
He's underrated.
He's turned his career around.
Underrated.
He's been great.
He faded out at Arsenal. He transformed himself at Everton, turned himself into a whole new player.
Yeah, really good.
Got a great
feature. Joel Linton. That's all he is.
What is that? What that statement is absolute shit.
Doesn't even make sense. They're not even the same
honestly.
Role.
Alex, if you're watching this, we don't agree if
they
don't
play the same role.
It won't be in the underrated. No,
all you're doing right now is preventing people coming on this show.
No, I'll accept.
What's he got to do with Joe Linton?
Because he changed positions and everyone got excited. Joe Linton already.
Do you know what I'm
going to
do?
Man.
Do you know what I'm going to do?
Joe Linton's the trendsetter, and it won't be just a poor man's version.
Now, honestly,
one day we're going to make an 11. I'm going to make you include someone in your team. I'm going to say, well, then you think that? In comes Alex Iwobi.
Yeah.
No, like I might take some L's on the centre. I was struggling on that. I do like those players.
I thought you're joking. I tell you.
I promise, I'm joking. Nah. So Salah.
Fuck me.
No.
I think that guy should be carrying Liverpool through whatever this.
He has though. No, this is. I'll be honest. Salah was overrated when it was like Ballon d'Or shouts. I'll give you that.
Yeah,
but. Why is it now only down to him when he's already carried them and season's gone
it's
by?
Not just that. It does go back to the Ballon d'Or shots. People have always rated him at that top level. And I just think he's
I do agree. I don't think he's
not
like best in the world
he's not,
level.
Yeah. He's not overrated. He's just underperformed a little bit. They've served the whole Liverpool squad.
Yeah. He has been at the level of being the best player, one of the best players in the world, though.
In spurt.
He does the same thing.
I just cannot watch that guy. If we ever go, do you know what? Get aliens come down and go, this is the best footballer we have to offer. I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah, man, that's so harsh. That's really hard.
No. Be serious.
He's not overrated. He's not.
He's overrated. Yeah.
He's not overrated.
Aliens.
He's not overrated.
So I'm not really
the aliens would have rated.
Just because you're having a dip in form doesn't make you overrated. Yeah.
I think that's harsh.
I haven't really got a full on striker, but I've got a few forwards here. Mudrick. Yes. Going to be a good player,
so
but
what
the
is
fact
Mudrick based upon?
It's based upon Tom
Same
Garrett.
Same game time as Enzo, right?
You back him on this one because Mudrick is so hyped. He only played 29 games from Shakhtar.
Is he though? It's only really me.
He only played like 20. He played 29 games from Shakhtar Donetsk and he's gone for 90 million.
It's crazy.
Mate, I think it's ridiculous to
Hang
say.
Hang on. So
he made a few TikToks.
Your overrated 11 includes Ben White, Mudrick, Enzo, Bruno Fernandes, and Salah.
That's it. Oh, wait, it makes it
potentially next year's team of the season, pretty much.
Nah, it's just, again, it's the fact that people think he's already like this world-class player. He's been benched like 3 times in 3 appearances. So
yeah, facts.
And this one might surprise us.
No, nothing does. Nothing does, don't worry, mate.
It actually pains me as well. Miguel Almiron.
Oh,
no one really rates him, and he's just outperforming his standards.
No, there's I've seen a lot of people actually believe he is as good as he's playing, and it isn't going to last.
What is that sentence?
That doesn't
like,
make
so,
any
so
sense.
So people think this form is permanent. I guarantee you, it isn't. He is doing unreal, and I love him so much. But this guy is just really good at running, and that is essentially his skill set.
Has he been as good post World Cup though?
Hmm?
Not been as good post World Cup.
No, he's been good. He's still the same job. He just hasn't scored as much. But I think his
massive overperformance in front of
it was crazy.
Continue.
Yeah. So yeah, we haven't done managers by the way. Mine was Jurgen Klopp.
Oh yeah.
Mine's Antonio Conte.
Jurgen Klopp.
Yeah.
Conte.
No, I'm saying, I'm sorry, but Klopp with the team that he has, the fact that he hasn't been able to fix it at this stage in the season, not even come close to the answer, he's overrated.
Jurgen Klopp.
Salah and Klopp. Fantastic.
Yeah, I think that's harsh, bro. Call him overrated. The job is done.
Someone's got to be.
Right.
You have to be rated, don't you, to be under overrated? So.
Yeah, I've gone Conte.
Yeah, Conte.
Right, talking of managers, Southampton are about to appoint Jesse Marsh.
I don't mind that.
Really?
I don't get that. I don't understand that.
It's over for say. Going down.
What was the thinking behind sacking Hasenhüttl?
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's what they shouldn't have done. I don't know what.
Yeah, that was
right.
An absolute disaster. 100%. And then they've ended up sacking one of the best managers ever to come out of the Red Bull factory and appointing Jesse Marsh, who went to Leipzig, struggled massively at the Red Bull factory. And then it struggled even more.
Did he struggle at Leipzig?
Yeah.
I don't watch German football.
Lasted 5 months, I think.
Did he?
Yeah. Salzburg, he was all right.
Yeah.
He was level up to Leipzig. It's absolutely disastrous. And then he's gone to Leeds and has been pretty disastrous there as well.
Before we move on.
They're down anyway.
I have to go.
All right.
And I was meant to leave half an hour ago. So I'm very sorry.
Before you leave, I'm just going to tell you quickly the leaderboard scores because you may as well.
All right.
Reeve, you are on 98 points.
Yep.
And Theo, you're on 103 points.
Right, so next segment of the show. Everybody's favourite, the boots.
So we now have listener ones here who have been submitted. So if you want to submit your unpopular opinion, send it to our Instagram. That's the one with the tied boot.
So we don't want to use them today.
Yeah, so you can pick one of those out whilst we have Joe here write his own unpopular opinion.
We've got a pen and paper for you to write something that you think is...
Oh, God, I should have thought about this.
Yeah, so whilst you're having to think, let's take a
one of your strongest, most unpopular opinions.
Out of the tied shoe list, the tied boot.
Kobe, you are a tool. Saka, he's not a top 3 Premier League winger. He gets carried by the players around him. I don't even think we should give that any top.
No, that's not.
It doesn't even
wrong.
Make sense because if that was the case, why is he getting so many goals, so many assists? Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I just. Just pick out another one.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Sorry, Kobe, you got your limelight, but...
Oh, we're not doing...
give it to Joe. Yeah, Joe, so you pick one out and then replace it with the one that you've just written down.
Eden Hazard is the most influential winger the Prem has ever seen.
Ooh. Interesting.
Well, it depends what we...
He's like, got, hasn't he got...
Influential... What does that mean? The word influential.
Does you mean on the pitch in terms of influencing the team, I'm guessing, or does it mean like carrying a team to a title or something?
He's got the most Player of the Month awards in history. Should
argue probably Bale.
I think talent-wise, he's definitely a contender, but I think if you're talking influential,
Salah.
I think Ryan Giggs.
Or Salah.
Ooh. What's the course of his career influencing a number of titles? What did Giggsy end up on?
13,
that's so, mad.
I think influential than Giggsy, but talent-wise, obviously, he's not up there compared to the...
Yeah, it depends how you define influence.
Yeah. How would you define influence, Lou?
I feel like it's like, if you're in a shit team and you're the one who's dragging them up sort of thing, so how much can you improve your team by yourself by influencing players?
Yeah, he's up there. Gareth Bale for me, though. If we're talking about influence in a single team.
Yeah, that's true. Prime Bale.
Yeah.
But Bale never, I suppose... We could argue won anything at Spurs, but Hazard did.
Yes, yeah.
Was the best player by far in a title season.
Who would you say is the most influential Premier League player of all time?
Just of all, what? Oh, Henry.
Yeah, I'd have gone to Henry.
Yeah. Who do you think wrote that though? Which guest?
Oh.
Oh.
Who have we had on?
Zach Jalab.
Could have been.
Could have been his hand.
Rory? Could have been Rory?
No, it wouldn't have been Roy Jennings. Like, he doesn't talk about Hazard that much.
Could have been Zach Jalab that.
Can you...
Do you know who...
Are you ever going to tell us?
I think I know who this is.
Who?
So it's the one who wasn't on the pod, but they were recently on a clip of Pitchside making his debut on a clip.
What?
You?
One and only Proddy C. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, is it? Oh, that makes sense, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. He's a Chelsea fan. It's not bad. Moving on.
I think we'll ask the quiz. We're on like an hour for.
You don't want to do the quiz? But that's half the reason. We'll do it anyway.
Okay,
we'll leave it in. Yeah, it's fine.
Just do it. Just make a quick
battle. I'm not in a rush, though. I don't know if you don't want to, but I'm happy to do it. What is the quiz? Is it just a general
quiz? Yeah.
Oh. You'll be good at this.
Yeah. You'll enjoy it.
This is
part of the Pitchside heritage, man. The quiz is what we do.
This is quite a good lineup for the quiz.
Are we as a team?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
I'm a bit of a panic.
Okay, time for the quiz.
Okay, yeah, quiz time. Today we're doing a game of categories. Do we all know how we're playing?
Ooh,
yeah.
So basically, if you're listening and you have no clue,
what is it? When you say categories, what do you mean?
So you'll say like porn categories, and you got to go like doggy,
and it goes back round.
It's usually football related though, not necessarily like sex.
Yeah, I'm terrible at this sort of shit, man.
Right. So
who goes first?
Well, we'll do a buzzer. Whoever buzzes in first, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So actually, no, how can we...
That doesn't really matter. No, it doesn't really matter.
Just do Ree first.
So it goes Ree, then me, then you, then Ree, then...
All that way. Yeah.
Reeve.
Yeah. So we'll go Reeve, Tom, Joe, Reeve, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay. So first category, football grounds.
Ever.
Just football grounds. Football
in
grounds.
The world.
Football grounds.
You can't obviously repeat.
Let's go. We're wasting time here.
Can't repeat it. 3, 2, 1, go.
Emirates.
St. Andrews.
Old Trafford.
Wembley.
Sellers Park.
New Camp.
Bernabeu.
Hawthorns.
San Siro.
Shit. I was on the buzzer. Fuck.
Molineux.
St James' Park.
Villa Park.
St James' Park again.
What?
Exeter Cities.
Oh, Maracanã.
Nice.
Fucking hell.
1 point, Garrett. Okay.
I didn't even think of clubs, mate. Never mind.
That's a good category.
Premier League shirt sponsors. Starting with Garrett in 3, 2, 1.
Mola.
Aon.
Emirates.
T-Mobile.
AIG.
Oh my God.
That's Kazoo.
Vodafone.
Oh, ever? Are we doing
ever? Yeah.
Oh,
02.
Doritos.
3.
Bet365.
Samsung.
Skybet.
Oh, I was just about to say Skybet. Coca-Cola.
Pepsi.
Powerade.
I'm out.
I didn't realise it was ever. I was trying to think of fucking Powerade.
Who the fuck did Powerade sponsor?
I don't know.
I
don't know.
Who did Powerade sponsor?
But I think they were Championship.
Oh.
Also, Coca-Cola.
I'm not seeing a Powerade, like.
Yeah, I can't.
I think Coca-Cola might have done someone in the 90s, but yeah. Yeah, we'll give it Joe.
Knock at the door, I don't know whether.
No, I think it was the clear. Yeah.
We'll give it Joe.
Right, I'm not sure you get one for Powerade, like.
Yeah, we'll give it Joe. Give it Joe.
Right, final one here. Champions League teams this season.
Oh, shit. Left in the competition?
Just this season from the start.
All right.
Starting off with Joe. 3, 2, 1.
City.
Bayern.
Man United.
Real Madrid.
AC Milan.
Barcelona.
Tottenham.
Liverpool.
Dortmund.
Chelsea.
Leipzig.
Oh, shit. I was just about to say that.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Inter Milan.
Shakhtar.
AC Milan.
Victoria Plazen.
Fulton.
Right. There we are, boys.
Fuck.
Three rounds. So what's the final score?
2-1-0.
Yeah, shocker. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to the show. As always, Joe, cheers for making your debut appearance. Really
solid
enjoyed it.
Solid debut.
Yeah, it was a very good debut from the big man. As always, guys, rate us 5 stars on Apple and Spotify, and we will see you all next week for Pitchside once again. Ta-ra.